The following presentation is brought to you by Rant Entertainment Media. For the entertainment you love and the opinions and history you crave, visit rantemradio.com. The following is brought to you by the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment. Every week, The Shining Wizards is brought to you free of charge, and we thank you for listening. But if you'd like to help support the show in other ways, here's a few things that you can do to help. Go to iTunes and Stitcher and leave us a review. If you shop at Amazon, visit amazon.shiningwizards.com and shop the way you usually do. It won't cost you anything extra, and a small percentage of your purchase will help support the show. If you'd like to buy some of our merchandise, visit prowrestlingtees.com/shiningwizards or shiningwizards.com/merch and purchase one of our t-shirts or some of our other great stuff. Follow us on Twitter at Wizards Podcast. Become our friend on Facebook at Shining Wizards. Check out our Instagram photos at Wizards Podcast. And for all our videos, visit youtube.com/theshiningwizards. The Shining Wizards is available on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Audio Boom, TuneIn, The Shining Wizards Network, ShiningWizards.com, and Tuesdays live at 7 p.m. East on SWLive.net and RantEMRadio.com. From all of us at The Shining Wizards, we thank you for your continued support.
Hey, this is Moose, and you're listening to The Shining Wizards Podcast.
I have a small dick.
God damn! Woo!
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live from
that,
Studio
was that
B.
Live?
No, that wasn't live.
Thank God.
No, I wouldn't do that to you.
I was shooting.
From another episode of the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. We're here in Studio B. We are joined by a third member of the Shining Wizards.
Yeah!
Slowly but surely, we're piecing ourselves back together.
Yes.
Somehow me and Kevin managed to keep this ship afloat for
barely
3 weeks.
Floating ship.
Floating like a turd in the toilet.
Definitely a turd in the toilet.
Right.
We don't even have to wear the headphones because nobody's calling.
I like them.
But then you wouldn't be able to hear the sound effects.
That's true.
Them.
Or gauge volume on the soundboard.
I guess. The sound
is alive.
It all comes across good, but this fucking thing makes everything sound tinny.
Tin.
This star.
David Starr. David Starr shaved his beard.
He
now,
did.
Now he's no longer Jewish.
Now he's Sean Stasiak.
Now he is Sean Stasiak. That's right.
That's right.
He is meat. He
is kosher. David Meat Starr.
No, he's kosher meat.
He's kosher meat.
He's kosher meat now.
I love it. That's brilliant.
What
David
a great
Starr.
Gimmick.
You should pitch that to him.
Nope.
It's Eddie's. He's going to trademark it. Trademark that shit.
Trademarking it.
You guys know the table comes up, right?
Yeah.
Bring the table up so I can drink my coffee, Kevin.
I'm going to spill stuff.
I'm going to spill stuff. Just
do that, too.
Just be delicate.
Hold on. I don't know how to be delicate.
With Nitro on, it's amazing how many men in denim shirts there are.
A lot of denim.
So many. A lot of denim.
We're watching some Nitros from 96 because anything is better than this what is
95,
on.
95, brother.
Oh, right? I'm sorry. 95. Excuse me.
Right. Fill me in. I haven't watched wrestling in a long time.
Well, where do you want us to start?
I don't know.
I'll tell you what's worth watching.
The House of Horror.
Nice. House of Horrors.
Nice.
Kevin hated it.
I hated it.
I loved it. I thought it was hysterical.
I heard great things about the House of Horror, especially how it was shot at night when it was daytime.
They just talked about that on Ryback's podcast.
I know. I listened to that.
Oh, that's true. You do. That's right.
I kind of have to.
Yeah, a little bit.
And Randy Orton had the way he was dressed in the limo. And he had different pants on when he got to the arena.
It was brilliant.
And didn't we talk about last week how like he had a beard in the shot? Then when he was in the arena, he didn't.
He was very clean shaven.
Yeah, because it was shot a week before.
House of Horror is great. Love the WWE for trying something different.
You're so terrible.
No, I appreciate them trying.
I didn't say it was the greatest thing they've ever done.
Yeah, you did.
Nah.
But it was fucking awesome.
I mean, it was probably an epic failure.
Oh, it'll go down. It'll go down with the like Sting Invader, White Castle of Fear.
Yeah.
This table's very close.
With Tatum Channing the Midget or whatever his name was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was that bad, it was good.
I love that shit.
I love that shit. I love that shit. This stupid idea. I love dick, man.
I miss Louis.
I do too.
You can't look. House of Horror is awesome.
Rest in peace, Louis.
Tell a friend. Louis's not dead.
Louis's not dead. That's great news.
Louis?
No. Thank God.
No.
That's fantastic.
I don't think he's dead.
It's a good day.
Some lucha star died.
Oh,
I know whose name.
Grant Apache or something, right?
Yeah. Hokey Pokey.
Hokey Pokey.
Hokey Pokey.
Machu Picchu. Machu Picchu.
He put his right foot forward and fell into the grave.
Yeah. R.I.P. Hokey Pokey.
And that's what it's all about.
That's
poor guy.
He did the Hokey Pokey and died.
Dude, wouldn't Hokey Pokey be like the great name for like a mini in WWF in like 97?
Hokey Pokey would make a great name for a wrestler now. Just and all he comes out to the Hokey Pokey song and everyone just does the Hokey Pokey.
Hashtag book it.
Wow, Hokey Pokey Hokey would be Pokey. A great wrestler.
That is fucking good.
That'd be a
you
great
put
gimmick.
Your left hand in, you put your left. He'd be over as fuck just because of the song.
Everyone just stops and that's like his like finisher, kind of like the like what, like the Starman glitch, if you will. Like the Hokey Pokey just starts playing. And everyone is just forced to do it.
Oh my god!
And then the two guys do the Hokey Pokey, and then like he just like sucker punches them or some shit.
Quick roll up.
Yeah, when he puts his left foot in.
Oh my god, the Hokey Pokey!
It doesn't get any better than Wizards ideas.
How would we dress Hokey Pokey?
That's a very good question.
I think Hokey Pokey could be a clown.
Yeah, he could be a clown. Hokey Pokey could be a clown.
Nothing is creepier than a clown.
You put your left foot in. They just start stabbing you. Shoot, stabbing you in the ring for real. Hi, guys. I'm Hokey Pokey.
Oh my god. Because that's the Pokey. The part where you get stabbed is the Pokey.
He's the Pokey. He's going for the poke. My god. He's shoot stabbing him with scissors.
The finger pokey of doom?
The finger pokey of doom. The Hokey Pokey. And he has his Hokey Pokey hose with him?
Yes.
But they're all fat girl clowns. You ever see a fat girl clown? I don't think I've ever seen a fat girl clown.
Yes.
Have you?
Yes.
Where?
I think they all are, because don't they all wear those like big like fucking pants that go around like hula hoops and shit?
I thought they were all like pantomimes, the females.
Oh, maybe.
No, I've seen my... The woman that lived on my street, I was friends with her son. She was a part-time clown.
And she was fat.
Part-time clown.
No, she wasn't fat, but she had fat clown friends.
I'm sure she did. But were her fat clown friends
clowns? Don't you hate when you go to a party and the girl you're trying to hit with all her friends are fat clowns?
That's the worst.
I hate that shit.
Or when you go to a bar and there's the one hot clown surrounded by all her fat clown friends.
You're like... You call me up, you're like, Kevin, I need a wingman. I'm like, what do her friends look like? Oh, they're all fat clowns.
Just a bunch of fat clowns. And you try to talk to the hot clown, and the fat clown's like, oh, but Squiggles, we have to go home. It's late. Oh, can we just stay for one more drink? Squiggles, I'm tired.
We have balloon animal class in the morning.
Oh, I have to go cock blocking fat clown bitches. Clown blocking all the time.
Now that's a gimmick. Cock block the fat clown.
Cock block the fat clown.
Hey, I have to go home. Can we go home, Squiggles?
Squiggles is the hot clown talking to all the guys and Squiggles.
Getting free drinks, getting free seltzer water to the
face.
Yeah,
base. Squiggles gets free seltzer waters. And fat Lucy the shit moose clown just drags her home all the time. She just feels bad. She just hangs out with Lucy the Fat Moose Clown.
Oh, my God.
But I've known her since middle school when she was fat.
Wait, what?
When?
Than this?
Fatter than this?
The what?
Your friends
Jesus!
Your friends are disgusting.
Oh, my God.
She gets free groceries.
God. Imagine living with fat clowns. Imagine a house of fat clowns.
popped balloons.
Unintentionally.
Just pop balloons. Fucking squeaky noses all over the place. God, you sit down on the couch. You hear meep, boop.
It's a graveyard for balloon animals, the place.
Sure is. It's a graveyard for dreams and hopes.
Squiggles!
I hope we've offended every fat clown female listening.
We have a wide variety of fat clown listeners.
Well, we have a lot of clown listeners.
It's our target demographic.
Targets.
Fat clowns.
Fat clowns. Wasn't the clown in the Rock's This Is Your Life ceremony with Foley, wasn't she a fat clown?
I don't know. She was a clown.
She was a clown, right? Yeah.
What's your definition of a fat clown?
Like a fat woman with paint?
All right, well, let's Google it.
Yeah, how fat, though? I mean...
Fat enough that you would not fuck her.
Like, I mean,
that's...
Like, fat enough that you just, you would see her
like
and just
us,
go mad.
Or, like, just in general, somebody wouldn't fuck her?
Well, there's a lot of people that would.
How do you think beer goggles would affect fat clowns? Like, you're, like say, like, you go in, you see, you're like, oh, it's a fat clown. Like I wonder if, like, 2 hours later after you've had, like, 10 beers.
No, I fucked a clown in the bathroom.
Oh, that fat clown is so hot.
Oh, fuck.
Yo, get me, Squiggles, get me your number.
I think I made clown babies in her belly button. I made oopsie in her vagina.
Man.
Baby comes out with clown paint.
You would use, like, the balloon, like, the would be the condom?
Yes. And she blows it up with her mouth and puts it on, but it just undoes. It goes,
and then it flies all over the place.
With you attached. You just fly all over the room with a fucking balloon on your dick while she's squeaking her clown horn.
Your ride home is a tricycle.
Yeah, it is.
Oh my! It's two of them on the tricycles simultaneously.
God, those wheels.
Oh my God!
Feel bad for the wheels.
Let's Google fat female clowns.
Do it. Do it. All right. So what?
I don't know. I have no idea.
This. It's fantastic, though.
Oh, hokey pokey.
Oh God.
Yeah.
There
I'm
you
sure
go.
There's some gross ones. They're probably all juggalettes.
Why are they all dressed like Harlequin?
What is it? This is like a fat female rodeo clown.
That's the best thing ever. She looks like it looks like a fat suit.
It looks. I think that is a fat suit.
It's not real.
Kevin, can you get a picture of a fat clown on Twitter for us?
Yes, yeah, do it,
please.
It's actually harder to find than I thought.
It's important.
Really? Fat clown? You didn't get like?
You want to see fat clowns? Go to Comic-Con. They're all dressed as Harlequin.
Don't body shame me. We can all be superheroes and villains if we choose.
Let's try this again. Here.
Fuck it,
man! Attacking the fat clowns tonight.
Hey, listen, large clowns need loving too.
Yeah,
fair enough.
Very good.
So, Eddie, have you been watching the wrestling?
I watch Kevin Matthews. I watch Fala and Mario Bocra.
So you watch Impact Wrestling?
No, I watch Kevin Matthews, Fala Ba, and Mario Bocra.
Well, Kevin's in quite a few bit of the segments on the Impact.
I know. I have to keep stopping the fast forward to watch him. But I love his segments. I love the Biff Tannen shit they're doing with him.
He abused a waiter last week, didn't he? Or no.
2 weeks ago.
No, he abused like a custodial engineer.
Yes. Yeah, he's great.
Custodial engineer.
Yes. Very high position.
You mean a janitor?
I would like to see him wrestle.
Kevin?
Yes.
He's wrestled.
I know, but the last couple of weeks, he's just kind of been with Sienna or beating up, verbally abusing people.
Well, he has explosion matches, too. I don't think we ever really get to see that.
I have explosion matches all the time.
With female clowns?
Oh, wow.
No, just in my pants.
Yeah, there you go.
Nice. But, yeah, no, they're all doing really
well. Wait, what's an explosion match?
Is that TNA Explosion. Impact Explosion.
What the fuck?
It's the superstars of Impact.
It's their main event.
Aw.
I got questions about that, and no. I don't know.
I can't spoil it.
I know Dave recorded something with Pat, which will be available on the Shining Wizards Network tomorrow.
I could steal Dave's thunder right the fuck.
I kind of want to because
you want to know what happened.
Do you want me to
tell you exactly what happened?
I mean, there's two sides to every story, so Pat's going to tell his side, and
no, that's the side.
That's the side.
Exactly what happened.
I'll
leave it for Dave. Then.
Yeah, no, give Dave his thing.
Dave's thing.
No, Dave, I'm looking forward to listening to that.
But you could tell us when we're done recording. Because I really have no idea what the fuck's going on.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to listen to Dave's podcast. I got too much shit going on.
I'll say this. David Adams did... I'll just leave it. I'll leave it. I'll leave it alone.
Yeah, leave it alone.
Good or bad, I'll leave it alone.
Okay, so you want to? We'll talk a little Impact first. You want to talk a little Impact?
Yeah, let's start with Impact. What's going on with Impact?
I enjoyed it.
It was actually a really good episode.
Except for the fucking Borash shit still.
Why is that a thing? No one gives a fuck.
That's atrocious.
Why is it happening? Those are two voices that are terrible on your ears. Borash's and Fuckface.
I like Josh Matthews.
Yeah.
I think Borash can be good if he's used as an announcer.
Jeremy Borash.
No, yeah. He doesn't have, like, the greatest voice in the world, but I think that he's... I'd rather have him than Matthews at this point.
Backstage interview, fine. Just bring back Don West and Mike Tenay and call it a day.
Dude, I hated Tenay towards the latter years of TNA.
Did you?
Yeah, I really did. And it's because, like, he every time something would happen, after every single word that someone said, like, say when, like, Christian, like, came to, like, Impact back in the day, like, as soon as, like, he says, like, oh, I didn't get lowballed, I chose to come to TNA, and then, like, Mike Tenay would be like, that's right, he jumped! Or, like, he would comment on every little fucking thing that happened and would not let the segment breathe on its own. So, like, that's kind of what, like, perturbed me. But, yes, I would take him over Josh Matthews, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I hate the storyline. I thought it was over two weeks ago.
If you watched Impact, now it almost seems like Borash is the heel.
Well, now they have Scott Steiner, so that's a plus.
He hasn't been on TV yet, has he?
He didn't. Not yet.
Yeah.
It's coming, though. Yeah, last week was with the fucking – he had the signs.
Yeah, I didn't get that part.
It was obnoxious.
Yeah.
Like I was watching a fucking 14-year-old.
And it almost seems like, other than that segment, is Matthews, when he's calling other stuff that's not involved in the Borash segment, is he actually doing a better job? Is he, like – is he still a heel?
Yeah.
Or is he, like – oh, okay, he is.
It's just he's not him. I mean, I don't like the Pope, but the Pope is the star right now. It's bad. The whole Borash, Josh Matthews thing. Matthews?
Mashed potatoes.
I fucking can't deal with them.
If they got rid of that, the rest is fine.
Yeah. Fucking Matt Sydal and Eddie Edwards.
Surprised at the finish of that match, actually.
Yeah. With Sydal going over.
Yeah.
And the fucking post-match fucking brawl with Angelina Love, who Tony finds unattractive.
All right.
And Davey Richards was fucking awesome.
Davey Richards should have what's that fucking guy?
David Starr?
No. It should be like, what the fuck is that?
Rattle Me Bones?
No.
Stretch Armstrong.
Davey Crockett.
Oh.
Should have a Davey Crockett gimmick. Davey Richards, king of the wild frontier, comes out with a coon hat.
Oh, yeah.
He needs that. You gotta make these motherfuckers interesting to get me watching. Seriously, I get Dave Richards is good, Matt Sydal is good, but it interests me. What's interesting about them besides that they
were a tag team and that was it,
and they slap legs and do good fast moves. I need to be like brought in, like wow, that guy's wearing a coon hat, or like Kevin Matthews, wow, he's fucking Biff from Back to the Future. Cool.
Are you in? You haven't been watching. You said right.
No, just
have you seen the resurgence of EC3?
No.
Back to a heel, prick, good on the microphone.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God. Well, that's good.
Yes, it is very good.
That's something. That's a step in the right direction.
Absolutely. Sienna beat, Jesus Christ, I can't fucking talk tonight. This is nothing new.
Marble mouth.
Mush, I prefer Mush Mouth,
there
please.
You go.
Sienna
That's
beat
too close to Smash Mouth, and we don't want to disrespect Smash Mouth.
Did they sing All Star?
Yes.
And they covered the Monkees' fucking I'm a Believer, which is atrocious. Do you know now they play that version of I'm a Believer on fucking the oldie station?
No.
They play Smash Mouth's I'm a Believer on 101.1, and that's a New York station.
No.
Yes. And I haven't heard the Monkees' version on it in forever.
Someone's fucking up.
Why are you listening to 101.1?
It's on all the time at the hat.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. It's either that or Nash FM.
Oh, Jesus. They have a jukebox there, don't they?
Yeah. Fucking piss so much money away in that thing.
I'll start donating so you don't have to listen to 101.1.
It's bad.
God damn it.
It's rough.
Sienna's your new GWF Women's Champion.
They're going to merge
GFW.
All that.
Yeah.
They got to merge.
Yeah, you know what? They're working this week. They did a good job of focusing on Global Force and their championships. Trying to build them in a light where they actually mean something.
Yeah.
Considering they haven't been defended for years.
For never.
Well, like on TV, basically, since the little invasion angle they did.
Right. Where Brian Myers was the tag champion.
That's right. Don't you fucking forget that.
Don't worry, Kev. Right. We won't. As long as you're around.
Don't you fucking forget that
we'll
shit.
We'll never forget.
Magnus and Matt Morgan had a great match. I enjoyed that. Kongo Kong is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
See what you did there?
Awesome Kong?
Yeah, there it is.
There he is. So that was fun. And then ADR and Eli Drake was awesome. And I think Eli Drake.
Hello.
I'm done. I'm done here. My work here is done. Eli Drake, he showed that he belongs in the main event picture in Impact Wrestling.
I wonder if that has anything to do with his little
penis.
Oh, he's a small pecker?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, remember when he like first complained to Jared?
Little Drake's coffee cake down there.
God. The mini?
Yeah, Eli Drake's coffee cakes.
Yeah. Dummy. Yeah.
Yeah. Dean Ambrose sucks. Yeah. No one cares.
All right. So that was fucking Impact in a nutshell. Good chill. The KM skit was good.
I think Eli Drake is awesome. By the way,
I love him.
Yeah. I think he's been good. And he had an amazing match with Alberto El Patron.
There you go. Mm-hmm. And fucking LAX is going to do a funeral for Decay next week.
LAX is on fire.
They're fucking awesome.
I watched them too.
They're like, that's like a throwback, legit, like heel stable.
Well, Crazy Steve is gone.
Yeah.
Gonzo gone.
So he'll be at WrestlePro in 2 months.
Who, Crazy Steve?
Every other independent
He signed with NXT.
Oh, did he really?
Well, if he hasn't, he probably will.
Hmm. Yeah. They offered him. That's why he left.
Can you blame the guy?
No, not at all. Not at all. That's everyone's main goal is to end up there.
What you said that you watched Fala and Mario. What do you think of the repackaged Crimson and the other dude?
That team is the shits.
Oh, okay. You don't like it?
That gimmick sucks.
Because I actually did like it.
You like that gimmick?
I don't know if I liked it more or less because it was actually like a tag team that like had like a solid like gimmick for once in a long time.
I hate it. I think those two guys are awesome together. I just fucking hate the what is it?
The playing on the military, the veterans,
yes. The veterans of war.
Stop.
Now I can see that part of it, but I like the fact that it's like a uniformed like tag team.
Well, that's fine that they match.
Yeah.
But just the whole gimmick is just
And just to jump real quick, and I really thought we were getting very close to getting that again in WWE, but that's not
with who.
Well, but like when they had American Alpha come up, and they had the Revival come up, but the guy got hurt. But you still see it, like even though Sheamus and Cesaro are still like they're kind of more uniform than they were.
Well, their entrance is great.
Their entrance is fantastic, but like
their heels,
Goldust and R-Truth, which are fun, but it's not really like a tag team, and then they just kind of like. Even though now it's fantastic, when they first threw like Tyler Breeze and Fandango together, like now it's great. But when it first started, like it's still Rhino and Heath Slater.
That's still a thing.
Yeah. So I was happy to see like at least Crimson and like the NWA guy. I forget his
Crimson
name.
Crimson and Clover.
Or what did I call him last week? Crimson and Tide. No.
maybe.
Crimson and Clover. Is that a Jimmy Eat World reference?
No, it's a very old song. Crimson and Clover.
It's definitely a Jimmy Eat World song.
Of course it is.
Yeah. Yes.
You would know that.
Yes.
Fallout Boy.
That's right. Shout out to Fala Ba, who gave me the greatest nickname of all time.
Fallout Boy.
I mean, it could be worse.
Oh, yeah. They could be just prisoners.
No, I meant Kevin's nickname.
Oh.
And the gimmick, too. Yes, the gimmick could be worse.
Actually, if they were prisoners like Nails, that'd be awesome.
Wait. You mean like Brian Myers and Pat Buck?
Yeah. Orange Psycho Twins?
Yeah. That was great.
Yeah.
Those stories never get old.
Veterans of War. So I guess these guys were in the armed forces?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Because it's Crimson repackaged as like Meriwether or Floyd Mayweather or one of them and the other
Floyd
guy.
Floyd Mayweather?
It's fucking...
That's someone else.
Yeah, what's his name in it? It's... I have it here.
I think they're great, though. I just hate the gimmick.
It's Wilcox and Mayweather.
Yeah. Which is... I love the names.
One of them is one of them, and the other one
is the
other one.
You know what? They'd be better with that gimmick as heels, doing like drill sergeant type shit and talking down to people like that, boot camp style. I think that'd be awesome. That shit now is not over. It's never going to get over.
Like State Patrol?
State Patrol was great.
State Patrol was great.
State Patrol was awesome.
Lieutenant Buddy Lee Parker and, oh, I always forget the other fucking guy.
Chip. Was it Firebreaker Chip?
No, those were the Patriots.
Wow.
State Patrol was Lieutenant Buddy Lee Parker and Sergeant something. I'll look it up.
There you go. Look
I
that up.
I thought it was Sergeant Buddy Lee Parker.
It probably was. And Butter, it was probably Lieutenant somebody else.
Earl
Gray?
That's a T, no. Dude.
Hold on. I'm telling you.
You might be right with Earl Ray, but Earl Gray is a T.
Lieutenant
Eddie is right.
Earl Gray. Hello.
Earl Wright. James Earl Wright.
Well, you there were you Earl wrong about his name.
There you go.
You faggot.
Earl there Gray. You go. Beautiful. Earl Gray puts you to fucking sleep.
Beautiful.
So does Earl Wright.
So did the State Patrol.
Maybe you.
Maybe me. I love the State Patrol. Look at him. Look at him. How fierce.
So we'll give Impact a thumbs up.
Thumbs up for Impact.
Thumbs up.
It's worth watching.
Yeah, it's 2 hours. It goes quick. You know, it goes real quick when you fast forward it.
That's
but
true.
I mean, for the average wrestling fan, it sure as fuck beats sitting through 3 hours of the drizzling shits on Monday nights.
Yeah, and it as much as like some it's a hit or miss. Like 1 week it's really bad, and the next week it's really good. Some stuff outweighs the bad, but like it's still like it's we talked about it last week. It's still like a fresh. It's still fresh. It's still new. They have a lot of work to do. But it's still it's something else.
They're going in the right direction.
I think they took a few steps back before they took steps forward.
And that's how opposites attract.
Beautiful. Is that the Paula Abdul vehicle?
Yep.
All right.
But you're right.
You are right. They're making the steps
Earl
in the right direction.
You are Earl Wright.
So you didn't have a chance to sit through the atrocity that was Monday Night Raw last night?
Last night. Last week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks,
you,
4 weeks.
You know, woo. So you know about the Roman Reigns, Braun Strowman thing, right?
Roman Reigns.
Well, Braun is hurt, but I know they're doing shit, and I saw some of the pay-per-view, but I don't give a fuck.
Okay, so let's just paint a picture. The pay-per-view match is great. Fucking Braun Strowman destroys Roman Reigns, rips the fucking door off an ambulance. You don't see him on Raw last week, Roman Reigns. Raw opens with a terrible, terrible Dean Ambrose is the GM Miz segment, which is atrocious. And here comes Braun Strowman in a sling.
Why? Oh, well, he's shoot hurt, but.
Right. Okay. So that's my first problem. He's in a sling.
Yeah.
Secondly, he says he's not going to stop until he runs over. Roman Reigns can't walk, and then he's going to go after Brock Lesnar.
Okay.
So then fucking Kalisto comes out, and he cuts a promo.
Oh, boy.
Poorly, I might add.
Oh, really?
Surprise, surprise.
Well, you don't say. I'm fucking beyond surprised.
And then Braun Strowman says he could beat him with one arm. So they say, let's make it happen. And Braun Strowman says, here's your second strike. I can't. I'm hurt. You're supposed to be this fucking giant monster. You shouldn't, A, be in a sling, and B, you shouldn't say you're hurt. And then, if you fast forward, he has some shitty match with fucking Kalisto.
Again?
Yeah.
But this one didn't involve a dumpster.
No, because Roman Reigns came out.
Roman Reigns?
And beat the shit out of him.
Okay.
Nobody treats me like garbage.
For fuck's sake.
Roman Reigns comes out.
Fuck's sake, guy.
You get it? Because it was a dumpster match? You get it?
It's so bad. His gear looks fucking great. He looks like a fucking superstar in that shit, though.
It's that Lucha Underground shit.
He looks awesome. The dude should just never talk. Any
Ever.
White meat babyface promo is bad. That's bad.
Nobody treats me like garbage.
That's creative. I get it.
So then Roman Reigns comes down. They brawl. First, Roman Reigns.
For it all.
He has to stop fucking cocking his stupid fucking arm every time he has to throw the. The first time is great. When The Rock did the fucking rock bottom, he didn't have a surplus, or the people's elbow. He didn't have a surplus of fucking elbow pads every time he did it. It was one and done.
One and done.
His shoulder's supposed to be hurt. So yeah. I'm not an idiot. I get it. I have to suspend my disbelief. But you're all taped up, but you're still just loading up that fucking Superman punch. So he beats the shit out of him. Then he starts hitting him with a chair, and Braun Strowman
runs away.
Fuck.
You just wasted everything you've done with Braun Strowman. There's 100 different ways you could have taken him off TV without showing him in a sling, without making him look not like the fucking monster you just built up.
They could have just suspended him for what he did.
Braun Strowman flipped over a fucking ambulance a couple weeks ago that Roman Reigns was in.
Yeah.
You could have easily had Roman Reigns fucking run into the side of an ambulance with another car that Braun Strowman was in.
Yeah.
Or have him just hit Braun Strowman's car.
What they're trying to do, and it's failing, is they're trying to make Braun a heel, and they're giving him chicken shit heel mannerisms and shit, but it's not going to work because no one's ever going to cheer for Roman Reigns.
They were chanting "Thank you, Strowman" last night.
It sucks, man.
I also read though that the crowd was pretty shitty all night
because they're bored.
I agree, but the only time that they showed any sort of emotion, from what I've read, was when Roman Reigns was out
because they booed him.
Exactly. But I'm just.
Can I bring up a point?
Yeah.
This might sway from talking about Raw.
That's fine.
That's fine.
But everyone's like, well, Roman Reigns is over because he elicits emotion, right? Let's go back to why he elicits emotion. People don't like him, so they boo him. It's like if you don't like a certain football player, you boo them. Or when a certain baseball player hits the field, you boo him. I truly believe that Vince can put anyone in that spot that is not relatable to the fans and push them to the moon, and they will get the same exact boo, you suck reaction. It doesn't matter who the fuck it is. If he gave James Ellsworth the main event push and he was on every show and shoved down your throat and won the Rumble, of course people will boo the fuck out of him and jeer him and make noise when he came out. It doesn't mean he's over. It means people are just being vocal that they don't like him. But then they have the argument, well, then you can just be quiet. You're paying to go to a wrestling show. You're not going to fucking be quiet. You're not going to sit there and be quiet. If you hate something, you're going to voice your opinion.
Agreed.
So that whole thing is you put anyone in that spot that the fans can't relate to, they're going to boo them. It's not going to be quiet. They're going to boo them. It could be anybody.
Yeah, and if you want to take a look at a much smaller example, I don't know why, but I just thought of this. If you even go back to when the Cruiserweight Classic started and then TJ Perkins wins that belt and then they just fucking put him out there every fucking time and expect push him down your throat as a Cruiserweight champion, cheer him, he got booed.
Yeah.
No one cared about him.
No one cared.
So like now I think they got it right with Neville this time, but when that happened with TJ Perkins, and it's a totally arbitrary example I just happened to think of. But you're right. I totally agree with you.
It could be anybody in that spot. Anybody could be in that spot.
I mean, let me ask you this, though. What worked, as we're watching these old Nitros, what was different with Hogan than now?
Oh, my God. You can't put them in the same category. Hogan has charisma. It's what it is. He has the it factor, It's hard to explain the impact.
You don't think that Roman had it? You don't think that Roman had it?
No.
No?
No.
I think you saw
glimpses of it.
We revert back to it. That Monday night where there was the snowstorm and they did that the interview with him and Brock. And he was just Roman Reigns. Like you saw it there. And they could have taken the ball and run with it, but they haven't.
Yeah.
He's got the look. He's proved he can work.
No doubt.
I can't take that away from him, but they're not letting him be himself.
All right, let me ask you guys this. If I gave you like three choices of what the major problem is with Roman Reigns, and we've talked about it before, I don't think we've done it in this sort of way. Let me ask you, I'll give you two because that's all I can think of off the top of my head. One, scripted promos. Two, his fucking gear.
Thank you, just took two of mine right there.
Three, the excessive mannerisms, and I guess if you want to like reallocate it, like the five moves of doom that everyone bitched about John Cena. And I just want to say that.
Well, that's a WWE thing.
That's a WWE thing. And on pay-per-views, he excels on pay-per-views, I think.
Yeah.
So, like, which one do you think? Is it gear? Is it scripted promos?
It's everything.
It's all of it?
I honestly, he does not come across as likable. I don't think he has that it factor. I don't think he has it. So, not like The Rock did. Not like Austin or Hogan or Savage.
Well, it took a long time to get that it factor out of Austin. Whether or not he had it the whole time, he probably did.
Oh, he had it the whole time. All it took was him to cut one promo.
Yeah, Heyman, basically.
One promo.
Yeah.
That's it.
So, like,
that's it. When he won the King of the Ring, that was it. It was over.
If you think there was still an ECW around and Roman went to ECW and then...
He would be part of a Samoan SWAT squad because he just has nothing.
You don't think that... Would Paul Heyman be able to get something out of Roman Reigns and then, like, a Stone Cold?
No, you can't get Stone Cold out of anybody.
I understand that, but, like...
I don't think you can get much out of Roman Reigns more than what we're seeing now. I think this is it. This is all you're going to ever get out of him. And it's never going to work. You got to turn him heel. And then maybe if he does a nice, hot babyface turn, people will give a shit. But just, nah, he's just not likable, man.
You know what's so funny is, like, the argument always is, like, the kids love him. And I guess, this is what confuses me. Because when I watch wrestling or when I go to live shows, it's like 75% or like 65% adults.
And it's the arenas are 50% full.
Yeah. So it's like 35 adults.
It's
basically
like 35 adults going to these shows.
So like I guess maybe the kids are the ones like the parents are buying the merch for.
Well, here's another thing. So here's another thing. Speaking of that, like I said before, the kids are impressionable and they'll migrate to anyone who is portrayed as a superhero on TV. Let's go back. We'll do James Ellsworth again. You put a mask on him. You put a cape on him, make him a superhero, put him in the main event all the time. Kids are going to be like, that guy's a fucking superhero. He's on every segment. He's in every main event. He wins every match. He's in every commercial. That's the star. And they're going to cheer for him. It goes back to when I was a kid, I loved Hulk Hogan. My dad hated Hulk Hogan. He was sick of him.
Right.
He's like, he can't wrestle. I'm sick of Hogan. Hogan this, Hogan that all the time.
Your dad was a smart mark before smart marks were a thing.
Basically. but I couldn't understand that because Hogan was my superhero at the time. You can book anyone to be a superhero, and the kids will flock. Look at all the fucking kids that ran chasing the Lex Express.
Love the Lex Express.
Lex Express was great.
Who doesn't love that? It's just, I think...
You should do a whole show on the Lex Express.
Kids will buy their merch of anyone that is portrayed as the big main star of the show.
And I think it's just an overexposure, too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to see anyone open a Raw, be in a segment in the middle, and then wrestle at the end.
Especially a three-hour show.
The three-hour show is fucking killer.
And what you just mentioned was completely putting it lightly, because it's a lot more than that. Like, what you just said, like, if you have a major program, like what you said, I would actually be okay with if it was just smaller things, but that's not what they do. It's like five or six times. It's not just three.
It's the and I know Raw will never ever go back to 2 hours. That Raw last night was so
it was pre-taped too.
Yeah, it just was 10:30 and you're looking and you're watching and you're in your brain you're trying to remember how the show started.
Oh, God.
Because it feels like it was so long ago.
And it's 10:30 and you're watching Sasha Banks versus Alicia Fox.
Fuck. fuck.
See, let me ask this now. Like, everyone says, well, it's a smart crowd. It's a smarky, marky marks that boo Roman Reigns all the time. And I'm like, no. Then a lot more towns have gotten fucking smart marky because he's getting booed every fucking city.
Every city.
So it's like, yeah, you got Chicago, you got Philly, you got New York. You got Canada. Yeah, those are like your typical fucking... It's everywhere. It's everywhere.
There's people who genuinely don't like them. That, like Eddie said, it's too much. He's winning the fucking Rumble year after year. He's in the main event of WrestleMania. Wrestling fans don't want that. They don't want the part-time guys. They don't want Roman Reigns. So it's... Part of it is people booing. The other part is people just doing it because that's what everyone else is doing.
Yeah.
Sadly, that's the society we live in.
And it's just so mind-boggling, though, is that, like, they say that he's the most marketable, but when I'm watching it on TV, all I get is the exact opposite impression. So, like, I don't know what I'm missing. I'm not a businessman, so maybe I'm fucking just completely missing
it. Nobody treats me like garbage.
Thank you, Kalisto.
Thank you, Kalisto.
Thank you very much.
Well, here's the thing. This is a good topic for a debate. Who in WWE, and I've heard this on Austin and Russo's podcast, who is marketable right now there? Who do you think could be marketed the right way and be the next big star? Because I don't off the top of my head, I can't think of anybody.
Yeah, and we've definitely talked about this before. And I
who do they have? I mean, maybe it's because that's all they have right now is Roman Reigns.
I mean, we could spit out a guy that if they really wanted to work hard, that they could probably do it.
Let's see.
But to your point, on previous podcasts, you've made it clear, and Ryback has made it clear, and Pat on their show, that they don't want it.
Yeah.
So, like,
but even if they didn't want it, who is there to do it if they could? We always thought Austin could be a star, and The Rock had it, and Foley had it. Triple H was like the tag along all the time. He never was the guy.
He was like
– he was never the guy.
To a much lesser extent, he was like the guy that you had to work with to get heat. Like, and I don't – I'm going to do Roddy Piper a disservice by kind of comparing him to Roddy Piper. Piper was over his shit, 100%. But, like, he was – the fodder to Hogan. Like, Triple H, when he was at his top level, was, like, fodder to – not fodder. That's a terrible misuse of the word. But to The Rock, to Austin, to, you know, to – I guess to even later on to, like, Orton and Cena. And
I'm sorry. I'm watching Nitro.
Hogan getting the mustache.
And Kevin Sullivan is so gently shaving Hogan's mustache into a Hitler stash right now.
American males, brother. American males. American males.
Oh, for Christ's sake. Okay.
I think
– I love the run-ins.
So who do they have?
I think they have two.
Oh, okay.
I think
if done properly, and that's a big if.
Can I guess who you're going to say?
Yes.
Shinsuke Nakamura.
No.
Finn Balor.
No.
No. Oh, wow.
The Nasty Boys.
No.
Maybe.
Okay. All right.
AJ Styles.
Okay. And The Miz.
Those are good. Those are real good.
If they did it properly.
Fuck, you're right. They could do – if they pushed those guys like a Rock and Austin, they could maybe capture lightning in a bottle with those two.
Because the Miz is – I hate to say this because Kevin's going to be in euphoria. The Miz has it. He has the look. He can speak. He's got the hot fucking wife.
I knew that was going to happen, and I was going to say, watch, Kevin's going to play the fucking ad before Miz's song.
I went to go lower the volume.
It's
and
too
I
late now. Don't even play the song.
And
no one cares.
Yeah, you're right.
Fuck it.
Listen, it's not every day that I'm on the fucking hooked up to the sound. just for that?
No.
Can we please have quiet
just for that.
On the
just for that.
That's corny now.
Yeah, well, you know what? This is what you get.
Turn it off.
All right.
Thank you. So shitty.
Yeah, The Miz and AJ Styles. That would be...
That's it. You're right.
In my opinion.
I think you have some legs with Finn.
No.
I do.
No.
I think he's got that...
Finn, here's how Finn could get over. Make Finn a special attraction. Make him like a couple times a month guy comes out as the demon.
But isn't that everything that we hate?
No.
Isn't like the part-time thing?
No, because
like...
if you back in the day, how often was Hogan out, a warrior out there and... All those big stars, like you only saw them a couple times a month.
But yeah, that's when you didn't have Raw.
But that's why I liked it though. It was I don't mind Brock Lesnar as champion because now it's special.
Well,
I don't want to see Finn Balor fucking wrestling with that goofy belt every week. I don't care. Plus, man, come on, really? Like, what do you like about Finn Balor? What do you see as a star in Finn Balor?
I think he's got.
He can crawl to the ring just as like Venom.
I think Finn just as Finn is marketable.
Nah, he's a good looking guy in a leather jacket.
It
fucking kicks people. Hello? Finn Balor. Ugh.
The Balor Club.
They dropped the ball with the fucking Balor Club.
Yeah, and it wasn't Vince's idea, so he's not gonna push it.
Vince needs to get over himself.
If you had to pick one of the two guys to like maybe lead a stable, which one would it be, AJ or Finn? Like,
AJ.
Of the Balor Club.
AJ Styles.
AJ, 100%.
Finn could be their special guy when shit's going wrong and they're all getting their asses kicked, the lights go out, and he fucking slinky dinks to the ring. That would be awesome. Yeah. I don't like him coming out as normal fucking guy.
I like it.
I don't like normal guy.
Normal
nothing
guy.
Nothing makes him different than anyone else on the roster. Put him in the fucking 205... Live shit. It's the same kind of wrestler. Same thing. He weighs less than half of them. Seriously.
No, I did.
That's a world champion? Come on. If you saw that guy in Target, you could probably think you could kick his ass. You could walk by half the roster in Target and punch them in the face and think you can kick their ass. If you saw Dean Ambrose in Target, you'd probably buy him Starbucks because you'd feel bad for him.
Thought he was homeless?
Yeah. Seriously. Maybe because the only guy that actually stands out as a big star is like Roman Reigns. Like, man, that guy looks like a fucking star. But, oh, God. But he's a heel. Make him a heel. Make him a heel. He'd be a great heel. Fucking leather jacket him up. Fucking give him the fucking blue jeans and leather jacket. Tape a fist. Tie your hair back. Come out. Beat the fuck out of people and be an asshole. He'd be great at that. It'd be awesome. I'd love it.
What do you guys think about the fact that the Brock is not on the show with the Universal title, but
great.
But now they're all feuding for the Intercontinental title?
Elevate that shit.
Do you think that is elevating it? Do you think that it is?
As long as they don't fucking play, you know, hot potato with it, it's cool.
Well, they went back to like the fail-safe feud of Miz and Ambrose, which was basically on SmackDown first.
That's lazy.
Before Miz went on to Cena.
I think Ambrose peaked.
I do too, which kills me, and it's
over. And I think honestly, Austin's podcast hurt him to a degree where he never can recover from it.
That's a very good point.
Austin basically buried him, and people were like, you know, he's kind of right.
It's so weird. Like on Raw now, like with Brock Lesnar not there, I get it. You want to elevate the belt, and I think they're more so doing it like in spite of wanting to, rather than because they have to, because Brock's not there.
That title sucks.
What the Universal?
The Universal title sucks.
Yeah, but I mean,
the name sucks. It's of course, no lineage.
I agree with you, but it's more. I guess it's more about the guy that's holding it than the actual title of the belt. So,
the belt used to be used to get guys over.
So as soon as Brock comes back, everyone's gonna look at the Intercontinental title again. Like, why should we care about that?
Well, that's how they'll book it.
Yeah.
For the few weeks that Brock's back.
Weeks.
Until Roman Reigns beats him.
Balls of fire. He's coming back.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
That's right. Goodness gracious, I killed my wives. Jerry Lee Lewis.
Didn't he marry a 15-year-old?
Probably. Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jerry Lee Lewis, ladies and gentlemen.
Great balls of fire. What
You're
the fuck?
Fucking high!
Are you out of your minds?
Why is it called Great Balls of Fire?
It doesn't matter what you think.
I didn't mean to hit that, but that worked.
That was pretty good, though. Well, if it was just it doesn't matter, that would have been fantastic.
Why is it called Great Balls of Fire?
Goodness gracious, Great Balls of Fire.
Why is it called that?
I don't know.
What the fuck is this? Like a fast lane, Great Balls of
Fire? We had this conversation last week.
I know why. I know Vince was in his limo.
Ah, Kane.
Listening to music, and that song came on, and he was singing along.
Goodness gracious, Great Balls of Fire.
I have an epiphany. Slap my ass. Great Balls of Fire is the new pay-per-view. That's what happened. He heard it in his limo on the way to a store.
Here's what I don't understand, and maybe you could shed some light on this, because me and Kevin talked about it last week. They own the WCW and the ECW library.
Yes.
They can name any of these pay-per-views. Great American Bash, Heat Wave, War Games, Starcade. Fall Brawl, Starcade. Hardcore Heaven, November to Remember.
I know why.
Why?
I know why, and it's the right answer. Because Vince didn't create them. But that is all it comes down to.
Yeah, but we've seen him go to the well with these names in the past.
And it lasted how long?
Yeah.
And it wasn't the Great American Bash, was it? Or did they just,
it
and then they turned it to the Bash?
Yeah.
The first one was the Great American Bash.
2006, right?
Yeah, I think that was the one with
Taker and the Dudleys.
Yeah,
with Paul Bearer yeah. and the Cement.
That was a Great American Bash. I think JBL was on that show too.
But they don't.
Actually, that was the main event.
They're not doing War Games because that means less tickets because two rings takes up a lot of floor seats. Starcade beats the fuck out of me because Vince didn't create it.
And that was their. And that was like their WrestleMania.
Yeah.
So
Starcade in December would be great.
Yeah.
Halloween Havoc. Fuck. Would be
Why
great.
Not?
Oh, no. We're going to get Fast Lane and Great Balls of Fire.
Goodness gracious, Great Balls of Fire.
Bash at the Beach. And we could have Bash at the Beach in July and then SummerSlam. Like, fuck.
Why not?
Nope. Fast Lane.
Fucking Hardcore Heaven in fucking August or Heat Wave.
Vince should just name these pay-per-views Fuck You. Seriously.
Fuck You, Pay Me.
Not November. That's Survivor Series. In October. Fuck You.
in November.
Survivor Series.
But
in December, we have a new one. Fuck You. Vince says fuck you every week on wrestling. When it's Raw, SmackDown, just big fuck yous. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you.
Did you hear Cornette talking about the
the script that Vince bought.
Yeah, 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 dummy, yeah.
You idiot.
That can't be real. It can't be, but I believe it is.
I believe it's 100% real.
I'm sure it is. I'm pretty sure it'll never get made.
No.
Why are you taking my coffee away from me? You have to get up to get down?
No, he's getting up.
Bye.
He's up. And Oh. Don't break my table.
Ken, yeah, you Vince have a boner.
Vince is, he looked.
He didn't want it to go to waste. Holy shit. It's been a while. I'll be right back.
I just don't understand. How can he be so out of touch?
He's just fucking. He's 80. Kind of 80.
Fair enough.
He's past his prime. Just he books what he wants now. It's what he wants. He has all the money in the world. He doesn't care. It's his play set. I've said this before. It's like we used to play with our wrestling figures. Like everything's his wrestling figure.
Yeah, but when we played with our wrestling figures, well, our shit made sense.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, it sure as fuck did. Vince is wacky. Vince is only as good as the
Kevin,
people he
what
surrounds
the
him with. What's wrong with you?
Jesus Christ. Thank God the Mevo's not on.
Vince is as good as the people he surrounds himself with. That's what I think.
But he's clearly doing all the grunt work at Raw, right? He's back there, he's talking to the who's at SmackDown?
Michael Hayes?
Because it's like night and fucking day.
Mm-hmm. Vince doesn't care about SmackDown.
He should. It's the fucking best show on that they're putting out right now.
He'll put a stop to that. That's what he tried to do with that draft.
It's not working.
All right, we got a question from on Twitter here. Do we think that Sami Zayn has what it takes to be the next huge star?
Not huge star, but I think he has what it takes to be a very solid mid-card talent.
Which is, I think, where we're going to be seeing him.
Where Sami Zayn is now, I can see him as a great IC title guy for the next few years, or U.S. title guy. Main event guy? Nah. Nah, I can't see that. No way.
He also says that Sami seems to be the most genuinely over star in WWE.
That's very likable.
True Prince of Pro, by the way.
He's very likable. I just, you know what, maybe he has a good point. If pushed the right way, I just think he's too small.
Which don't, like, all right, here's my thing. Remember how we say that guys like Daniel Bryan, CM Punk changed the way we look at top stars? Did we really, really think that? Like, do we really, really think that top stars can be these smaller guys?
No, I think what it was with CM Punk and Daniel Bryan is they just had the it factor, so it didn't matter how they looked. That's what it was.
And do you think Daniel...
Dummy, yeah.
Well, do you think... How big was, like, the yes stuff for Daniel Bryan?
Huge.
Yeah.
Huge.
If that never developed, do you think he'd have...
It developed because he has the X factor. If it didn't develop, it would have meant that he didn't have the X factor. Watching Nitro right now, Brian Pillman,
small dude,
he fucking had it.
He could have been
a contender. He could have been something. That fucking motorcycle accident or whatever it was ruined his life.
Yeah, it was the motorcycle accident.
But Pillman had it, and he wasn't the biggest guy. If anyone, Pillman was probably the first really small guy like that. Maybe Shawn Michaels even.
And it took him. It took Pillman forever, too, though, by the way.
Yeah.
It took them all forever.
Yeah. Shawn Michaels?
Yeah. Bret Hart?
Forever. I think wrestlers really don't peak until, like, 30s, 35, 34, you know?
Absolutely.
These young guys now, they're just, I don't know. And you know what? They're so stupid.
I don't think there are any young guys. Who's the, like?
I don't know. Younger than me is young.
Fair enough. But, I mean, like, we think, like, I don't know, someone who's in NXT. But they've probably been doing this the indies for 6-7 years.
Do you remember when WWE would just, like, they, like, thrive? Like, they thought that they could only thrive on, like, 21, 22. Like, you look at that roster.
They've changed that now.
They've changed. But, like, how young did they bring Orton up? Brock, how long? I mean, granted, they struck it with Orton and Lesnar. But they were, like, the two youngest champions they ever had.
Yeah.
But then you could look at guys like Chris Masters, who was like 19, Kenny Dykstra, who was like 20.
All that whole run of
guys. Rene Dupree was like 20 when they brought him up.
Like that 2005 to 2008 or 9 run of guys, none of them are there now.
So I guess they learned at least from that they don't have to, like.
Yeah, they dipped into the indies because they realized that the indies are kind of like the territories and they need guys that know how to fucking work. That's really what it is. And then that's basically what Triple H did. Just put indie guys on TV.
It's so crazy to think that they'll change one like path of logic, but not like another.
Yeah.
It's so weird. Like, everyone was like, all right, these guys are getting their fucking shot. And now Shinsuke Nakamura is known as the artist. So it's like...
Wait, what?
Yeah, he's the artist known as Shinsuke Nakamura.
Why? Why did that happen?
Why? Because they sent him out on SmackDown, and they had him and Ziggler do one of the worst promos I've ever seen. And they let Nakamura speak, and he didn't even finish his promo, and the crowd was already wanting him.
So they managed to take him and fuck him up already?
Can you find that whole promo?
It's long.
I just want to listen to it.
I just want to make sure that I'm right where I'm saying that's what he's going by now. I'm pretty sure it is.
Fuck me.
Yeah, it's bad.
Fuck me.
They really.
Yeah. The show-off has grown increasingly frustrated with the explosion in popularity of one of SmackDown Live's newest superstars, the artist known as Shinsuke Nakamura.
What's he draw? What's he paint? What's
Vince,
his art?
Vince doesn't like him at all. Vince has, I read last week, Vince has no idea why people like him.
Because Vince is out of touch.
Yes. I agree.
And, well, people like him because he has great theme music and he's very charismatic. And he definitely has the it factor. But they sabotaged him.
They let him talk. Why is he speaking?
Because Vince doesn't like him, and he knew the reaction he'd get. And then once he got the reaction, he said, "See, I was right." That's why.
Yeah, I'm starting to believe it. I didn't.
That's why.
I last week I
sabotage, dude.
I didn't mind that he was talking. I think it's actually kind of cool. But now that I kind of have a different tune.
That's why he did it. Vince does shit to fuck with people, knowing it'll fail. That's one of the things. Ziggler, forget about it. This ship has sailed. Like,
how, Matt, did you watch NXT when, like, guys like Tyler Breeze were, like, on top of the card?
Very rarely.
So, like...
That crowd is just a bunch of smarks.
Smarky
marks.
It's like, all right, a guy like Tyler Breeze, or a guy, and they bring him up, or even, what's his name? Fucking Leo Kruger, or Adam Rose.
Adam Rose.
Well, they fucked that up.
Were both of them as over as Shinsuke Nakamura was in NXT?
Here's the thing, man.
Because they ruined those fucking guys.
Everyone's really over in NXT, if you think about it. Those fans in that intimate setting just love to chant. It's the fucking, this is awesome crowd. The worst crowd in wrestling. It is. But as I was saying before, a lot of these guys are just stupid. That first of all, Titus O'Neil's a big fucking dumb.
Ah, good one, Ed. Nice segue, Eddie.
Titus O'Neil's a gump and a half.
Big dumb.
I got two. He's a good dad. That's great. You're still a dumb fucking gump.
Dummy, yeah.
I'll tell you, there's two things. The one with him fucking kicking the cameraman's ass on that stupid prank show. And the other thing, I'm going to post the picture of everybody in Italy hanging out. To the left is Roman Reigns. To the right is Braun Strowman. And we're all friends. I'm going to post it. What a fucking idiot.
I didn't even realize he was the one that posted it.
A week after the fucking huge payback blow-off match.
And here's the
thing.
There
were a lot of pictures.
How dumb are fucking Braun and Roman to agree to just be in a picture together? Just don't do it. Don't do it. Here's the thing. I'll even say me, like, I haven't taken a picture with Fala until like a year and a half after I turned on him. Just because you want to maintain some semblance of realism. But if you're in the top hot blood feud in WWE, you don't fucking take a picture together chilling in Italy. I don't care.
It's one thing to let somebody take a picture, like a colleague, like maybe Titus is like, I need to remember this. It's another to be like, bro, don't fucking post this. And he should fucking know better.
He should know better. If that was like Roman's camera and Roman, then they're hanging out and be like in their cool, they're boys, and they want a picture just for a scrapbook, just to have her if they ever write a book 20 years from now. These are pictures that would be awesome for a book 20 years from now. Something like that. Or even 10 years.
You get the
from
fucking
now.
Weird, like the Undertaker with his BSK group.
Yeah.
Like 10 years after, it's like dead and gone.
That's cool. But dude, what? How fucking retarded can you be to do that? To post that? You're an idiot. You're a fucking idiot. He's an idiot.
Celebrities and social media, man. It's just bad.
Celebrity, loosely.
Oh, well, you know what I mean.
But that's so stupid, dude.
I didn't realize that Titus was the one that posted them.
Yeah. How dumb. How fucking dumb.
Dummy dumb dumb dumb.
You got, especially, Braun and Roman are the two, they're the draw right now.
That's fair.
Well,
they should be in a position where they're like, bro, we can take a picture, but don't post it. Don't put it on fucking social media.
Maybe they just assumed that he wasn't as stupid as he is. Maybe they just assumed it. You know what? You can't fault them for assuming that maybe he won't do this. But on the same note, don't do that. Don't take that picture.
I mean, you can't stop. I mean, it's a fucking brotherhood wrestling business. Of course. Long gone are the days where the good guys aren't seen with the bad guys.
Right.
And Bully Ray was on Busted Open. He even talked about it. He said there were situations where we were feuding with somebody and we were out with them, and then it got a little weird. So I decided, like, we shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
Like, you need to be aware of that.
You have to be self-aware of certain things. And
you,
that
sadly,
was
you can't,
things.
You know, Titus O'Neil, he wants your spot no matter what he says.
I think he might be trying to get fired.
Why?
Just fucking ask for his fucking release.
Why would he try and get fired? He's a kid.
I don't know. That's like three fucking things that he's done.
Because he's an idiot. He's
is somebody that stupid?
Yes, I mean, he's a big dumb.
Fucking JTG at Shad, and he got a book out of it, so.
True.
He seemed to be quite the troublemaker.
True.
But yeah, kayfabe, I mean, everyone knows it's fucking, it's pretty much dead and gone.
But still,
you don't want to see that.
No, you don't. I don't want to see that. If I'm going to give half a shit, I get mad after The Walking Dead when they do The Talking Dead and the Negan actor sitting next to the Rick actor.
Oh,
and I'm
God.
Like, after I just watched the show, I'm like, oh, fuck this. I can't watch Talking Dead when that happens. Like, that pisses me off. That pisses me off.
You should be mad that you're still watching that show.
You know, I love that show. I, you know what I really love now? Better Call Saul.
Yeah, I haven't jumped on board
so
with that.
So fucking good.
I just watched that fucking depressing 13 Reasons Why on Netflix.
The fuck is that? What is that?
What is it?
Yeah.
A high school girl commits suicide.
Right.
Oh,
she leaves 13 cassette tapes for 13 people that...
Wait, cassette tapes?
That bullied her?
That were part of her killing, like, led to her killing herself.
How? Yeah. And this was when cassette tapes were popular,
no.
I guess? She recently, in 2017, she left suicide cassette tapes.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
You know,
I can't say I have a fucking record player, so I can't say
that's
anything.
Different, though. That's like nostalgia.
I killed myself, Betsy. Cassette tapes are nostalgic now.
No,
too.
No, that they're not. A-tracks would be acceptable.
What do you think those tapes say? Like,
in eighth grade, Betty pulled my hair in gym. Oh, no, it's not
I
real. It's
that
like
forever.
A fucking.
It's not a true story?
No, it's a show. It's a TV show.
I thought it was a documentary or some shit.
No, it's a. Oh, okay. I do like watching
it. I feel a little bit better about
it. No,
that.
Oh, then they're probably
it's a
really
Netflix.
Good.
It's a good series.
They're probably
it's
good
depressing.
Reasons. Yeah.
But it's really good how it all fucking comes together.
I like that.
I love it when a good plan comes together.
Me too.
If I opened a book in 10 years that fucking like Roman Reigns wrote and I see a picture of him like.
It's fucking
in
perfect.
Rome, I'm like, oh, that's fucking cool.
Roman Reigns.
In Rome.
When in Rome. Dummies. Bunch of dummies.
Do some steroids.
Fuck.
Get suspended for 30 days.
God.
And hang out with the guy you're fucking feuding with.
Jesus Christ. Stupid.
It's fucking rough.
All right, so that's Raw.
Yeah. I mean, in a nutshell, outside of fucking Michael Cole criticizing Neville while he's sitting next to him in commentary the whole match.
Well, that's Vince.
It's fucking embarrassing.
That's Vince in his ear.
It's fucking stupid.
Vince burying Neville.
The fucking tag team turmoil was stupid.
Sure
it was. It was so fucking dumb.
Sure it was.
Because you knew who was going to win and you just had to go.
You didn't think that Golden Truth had a shot?
No, they don't have a fucking shot. You and Eddie have a better shot of winning over
right.
than the fucking Golden
that's
Truth.
That's right.
That's for sure. Because none of us are black.
That's true.
That's why.
Even though R-Truth
correct!
Did just...
Correct! Ding!
even though R-Truth does have a show on the Shining... I mean, the WWE Network.
It's happening. It's going on.
Which one? Wait, who?
The WWE Network. He's got a
what
show.
Are the hard...
Who has a show?
R-Truth now.
About what?
It's a game show.
Oh, fuck me in the
what?
Face.
It's called Guess Who's Racist.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Does he have a game show?
Yeah.
What's it called?
It's... la, 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 la. I don't know, WWE secretly filmed a pilot that would be for the network's first ever game show with Truth as the host back in March. And we were told the series has been picked up for a first season.
If it's just who approves the series? You have WWE guys writing WWE shit for the WWE network. Who's going to fucking approve the fucking WWE show, you fucking idiots?
Great balls of fire.
Fuck, I'm going to write a pilot. I may or may not greenlight it.
Yeah.
The motherfucker greenlighted no holds barred. Seriously.
Imagine he has a conversation with himself. He's like, Vince, what do you think of this show?
Oh, like, Vince, I don't know. What do you think? Let me ask Vince. Oh, I'm busy. Get back to me later. Fuck.
Then he yells at his secretary, like, why'd you let this guy call?
I'm sorry. Secretary Vince says I'm sorry.
Secretary's Vince, too.
He has a bad day, and fucking Gary Spivey shows up.
Oh, God.
And
oh, God.
He talks to himself in the mirror.
Yeah, that was the best.
He's fucking, he kisses the mirror when he's done.
Oh, wonderful. It has it. The pilot was shot. It's yes. The best.
He has his playing while he's trying to pitch the pilot to himself.
That's how where he comes up with all these shitty ideas. He wakes up, he feels bad, he falls in love with himself in the mirror, and he's like, I approve.
Oh, God.
Let's greenlight it.
who greens... What?
Yeah,
makes no sense. We shot a pilot for the WWE Network that the WWE Network has to greenlight. However, the people that shot the pilot work for the WWE Network.
Dude, if you could pick a panel of, like, three people that would have to, greenlight this idea, like, kind of, like, who would you, like, who would be the funniest assemblage of, like, three people that would have to approve a show?
In wrestling?
In wrestling.
Like, the funniest or, like, the funniest?
That should be a show in itself, people like, pitching pilots to fucking...
As in the worst group of people you could possibly pitch a pilot to?
Yes. Like, and they're in charge of putting your show on TV.
Kevin Dunn.
All right.
Vince McMahon.
Okay.
And a third person that just straight fucking sucks, let me think. Someone that's just terrible, out of touch. Oh!
Mark Madden.
Vince Russo. No. Oh, are we talking, it could be anyone in the industry?
Anyone.
Oh, anyone in the industry.
Like, you had a show, like, where you had, like, we're pitching TV show ideas. And
Dixie Carter.
Oh, yeah. I like it.
Dixie,
you don't want to bring, you don't want Billy Corgan there?
Oh, that motherfucker just bought the NWA for some fucking reason. The fuck you do that for?
I like
everyone,
it.
Every couple of years. Oh, the NWA's coming back.
Love it.
People, why?
I love it. I just like that Corgan has something with wrestling. That's all.
Why?
I bought groceries today.
Yeah.
Look at you.
And you'll get more use out of them than anyone gets out of the fucking NWA.
I like it.
There's only one good NWA.
NWA on fire.
The NWA. I like when guys hold the NWA title now like they're Ric Flair and going back in time like that's the belt.
Can you look up who the NWA champion is?
It's Andrew Anderson, isn't it?
No. It used to be the guy that's in the tag team with Crimson now.
Yeah. Rene Dupree?
Mayweather.
Floyd Mayweather?
Jax Dane? Was that his name?
Yes, it was.
Come on.
Yeah, who's the NWA champion now?
I don't fucking know. Eazy-E. Who's the NWA champion?
Let's see. Tim Storm.
Oh, well, there you go. You go to YouTube, right? Put NWA 2017 wrestling. Let's watch this shit. Tim Storm, ladies and gentlemen.
Guys, how did WWE miss the boat on Tim Storm?
Wow.
Maybe he might be a good worker. We don't know.
I'm going to write this down.
Look at that. Tim Storm.
Tim Storm looks like any indie guy you'd see in a locker room.
He might be a good
one. The belt used to represent the NWA World Heavyweight Championship, established 1948, recognized by the NWA.
I'm going to zoom down to the current history.
No, just go to YouTube. That'll tell you the whole story, dude. The whole story is on YouTube.
Is it?
Yeah, no, just go to 2017 NWA, you'll see exactly what it is now.
All right.
Go ahead. I bet you it's great. I bet you it's really good.
What should I put in right now?
2017 NWA wrestling. There you go. You ready? Here you go. New era begins. NWA. Mute that. Mute it. Now, this is NWA Midwest. that is still part of NWA. Let's see. Looks like someone created this.
Sparklers.
In Mario Paint.
That's right.
Oh, God. Just.
I don't want to shit on anybody, like the workers, but this is ridiculous.
There's. The workers can take it. We're shitting on the workers. We're shitting on the fucking NWA. What is this?
I don't know.
Look at that. They didn't even crop the explosions well. Eight have entered. We're waiting way too long. Just go to the fucking footage.
Behind.
There you go.
Takes the big man over, floats
God
over.
As fuck.
In what chancery, quickly into
That's the NWA over. Now.
It's over. Quickly looking for the
arm. It's in a gym. There's about 60, 75 people. There you go.
All right. Well, there it is.
There it is.
This week in NWA.
Yeah, with a big. Yeah, the NWA, hard camera, basketball hoop. That says it all right there. They should have just spray painted NWA on the basketball hoop. I can't even deal with this.
That's Tim Storm.
Tim Storm, 62 years old.
Let's see what he has to say. Hold on. Let's see what Tim Storm has to say.
You're really good at this computer stuff.
This is the NWA World Heavyweight Champion. This
right.
is the legendary 10 pounds of gold.
Mm-hmm. There it is.
52 men before me
Minute
have held this
seconds.
Title, have had the honor of putting this thing around their waist, and walking to the ring and representing the greatest organization
Pause.
In wrestling history.
Pause. He's talking like he's really one of those guys in that lineage.
Assuming this was posted.
The All right. fuck are you talking about?
All right, recently.
November, yeah, 2016.
Recently. He's putting himself in the same breath as Ric Flair. Continue.
52 men. Men like Luthez.
Fuck you. Keep going.
Ric Flair.
Eat Correct. Shit.
Harley Race.
Ding!
Ricky Steamboat.
Yeah.
Ken Shamrock.
Tim Storm.
Men like Giant Baba.
Okay.
Great Muda.
Yeah.
R-Truth.
Tenzan.
Yeah.
Kojima.
Right.
The Iron Man. Rob Conway.
Oh, come on. That's when we just
Scrap
shit the bed.
Iron. Adam Pearce.
Oh, it's Adam Pearce.
Who's Aldum?
And Jack Stain.
Jack Stain.
I am the 53rd man.
Jack Stain? Jack Stain? That's what I have when I wake up from a wet dream. It's a fucking Jack Stain in my underwear. Jack Stain. That's what happens when I accidentally shoot a load all over my boxers. I have a Jack Stain. Continue.
All right.
And since 1948.
Pause.
To have the
Notice how he listed all the real fucking champions. Then he lists a couple of indie guys that held it when it wasn't anything. Right? He had to throw them in there. This way he didn't sound so unknown. Right?
Biggity bam.
Continue.
All right.
Privilege to represent the NWA. I've had people ask me, since winning the world championship, do you feel extra pressure?
Pause.
Well, the truth.
World championship?
That's right.
World championship. Extra pressure? Extra pressure being the NWA champion? What the fuck?
All right.
Truth is, I don't feel any extra pressure.
Oh,
pause.
But I feel.
Of course you don't feel extra pressure. That's like getting employee of the month at Applebee's. Continue.
All right.
A hey. Lot of things. I feel more motivated.
Motivated.
I feel more inspired. I feel more passionate. I feel more aggressive. I feel more intense, and
Pause.
I feel more physical.
Watching the footage of this guy, he looks like he's fucking good. I'm not kidding. No, don't unpause it yet. I think watching the footage of this guy, he looks like he's good.
All right.
And I like that he looks older, like a grizzled guy, like a man. And I believe that if the NWA was still a real thing, not this thing,
he could have actually
been something there, 100%. I don't mind his promo. I think he's talking fine, and he's putting it over the best that he can.
Yeah.
But it's not real. Okay, continue.
All right. Getting down to the end.
And those of you who know me know how scary that last sentence is. And those of you who don't know me,
soon
you're about to find out.
Yeah. All right. He looks like he could kick my ass if I saw him in Target.
Yeah. It's not bad.
You know?
And he probably is in Target.
I'm sure. Well, everyone shops at Target. All right, so Tim Storm. I'm a fan of Tim Storm.
Are you?
I am a fan of Tim Storm.
Should we get Tim Storm
on the show?
Tim
Storm is Facebook friends with us.
Let's get Tim Storm.
I'll try and get him right now.
Let's get Tim Storm.
Well,
I don't want him tonight.
Not tonight. No.
No. I don't want him tonight.
Okay, we can work. Tim Storm.
Yeah.
Wrote
I want
down.
Tim Storm on the show.
We will work on Tim Storm, the NWA.
I want.
Can I say NWA World Heavyweight Champion?
That's what he is.
I guess.
Of the world.
For now.
Well.
Say you world know, heavyweight champion title. Of the world?
The Bible's the title of the Bible. I mean,
that's fair true. Enough.
Best-selling book of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Right, so, more than 50 Shades of Grey?
Yep, that's a fact.
Huh.
All right, so Tim Storm, NWA champion, put it over like you should. But I want to ask him, does he really believe that the NWA title he has now is just as important as it was? And I bet you his answer is no, but I will make it as important.
Yeah, he'll probably still put it over.
Of course he will. Yeah. But once Billy Corgan gets his hands on it, it's going to go to some fucking Billy Corgan guy. You know?
Yeah.
So.
See, we talked about it last week, and I was like, I was okay with it because to me, like, the NWA is, like, so dead and so, like, obsolete that, like, just it could have been any three letters that, and he just started a company. So, like, that's how I kind of looked at it.
But he bought it. He bought the lineage. So
which it's puzzling, but I
tape
think,
tape collection?
No, I don't think so.
Wouldn't that come with it?
No, I don't think it does.
Why not?
I read it 2 weeks ago.
So why would
it
you?
Doesn't? He just bought the the licensing for it. So
the name rights, the trademarks, and the belt.
Okay, so basically, he is angry about what happened to TNA, and he wants to put together something to compete with it and show that he's better.
Right, and I think that that it happens to be the NWA, it's a little crazy to spend money on it instead of just starting your own thing.
And NWA used to be NWA TNA.
Right.
So I really see it's more of a bitterness thing to, like, let me show you what I can really do.
And we also don't know what his plans are. Like, maybe he's just going to be the guy now that if someone wants to use the NWA letters.
The champion's going to be a giant pumpkin.
Then they just have to pay him. Like, maybe he's the new guy that people have to pay to use the letters. Like, you know, he might not be starting a company at all, for all we know, which would be weird.
No, he is.
No, I agree. Yeah, yeah.
He is.
I wonder how much he bought it for.
That's a good question.
This is a good question, right?
We can ask. We can ask. Who's the champ? Tim
Storm.
Tim Storm. What's Tim Storm? How much?
Tim Storm. Yeah. You missed Paul Roma last week.
I know.
I'm sorry.
I know.
Do you guys want to take a break?
Yeah.
I got some commercials to play.
Cool.
We're gonna take a break.
Awesome.
And we'll be back here on the Shining Wizards, rantiumradio.com. If you're listening out there, fuck your hand.
Here's a chance to get some great merchandise and support the people that support us, the Shining Wizards. If you like wrestling videos, visit ShiningWizards.com and click the IVP Videos banner. It's not going to cost you anything extra to buy through us, but a small percentage of your purchase will support the show. Zubaz. If you're not wearing Zubaz, you're just wearing pants. Visit them for all the great Zubaz collection at Zubaz.com. The High Spots Wrestling Network provides over 2,000 hours every month of high-quality entertainment. Visit HighSpotsWrestlingNetwork.com, type in the code WIZARDS, and you'll receive your first month free of charge. If Lucha Crates are your thing, visit LuchaLoot.com and enter the code WIZARDS for 10% off any purchase of a Lucha Crate. If you like Lucha merchandise, visit LuchaShop.com, put in WIZARDS at checkout, and again, you'll save 10%. Bottom Line Merch, cutting-edge merchandise from today's biggest and brightest wrestlers. Visit BottomLineMerch.com and begin shopping today. Support those who support us, and we all can support each other. Thanks for shopping with the Shining Wizards.
Do you like obscure references?
Vince just did this Joel Gertner hand dance, which is awesome.
Pointless banter.
It's that chicken I smell. I'm gonna roll this rock out of the way.
And political dumb fuckery.
I haven't played this band since I was in my 20s.
Then join us every weekend on the Inconclusive Breakdown Podcast, your source for anti-PC entertainment news and commentary.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Dave Destruction Sturcio, and I'm here to talk to you about Destruction 101. It's a brand new podcast hosted by yours truly, Dave Destruction, exclusively every Wednesday night on the Shining Wizards Network and iTunes. Come join me as I explore the world of professional wrestling, professional sports, a little bit of MMA, and just a little bit of advice every week to get you through yours. I'll see you every Wednesday night, exclusively on the Shining Wizards Network.
Are you a pro wrestling fan that also listens to heavy metal? Neckbreaker was designed just for you. Wrestling headlines, metal panels, drinking games, and interviews with guests including Chris Jericho, Nile, Frankie Kazarian, Symphony X, Eric Bischoff, and tons more. Have some drinks with us and listen to Neckbreaker Podcast, available for free on iTunes, Google Play, the Shining Wizards Network, Stitcher, or grab our full archive over at neckbreaker.net.
All right, it's time to promote those that support the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. We want to give shout-outs to these promotions, and we encourage you guys to visit their websites, check them out, check out their shows. We wouldn't promote them if they were shit, and I can assure you they are not. We're going to start with our friends at WrestlePro. You hear us talk about them all the time. We have a lot of their guys on the show. You're going to want to check them out, WrestlePROOnline.com. May 20th is their next show at the Rahway Rec Center. 5:30 signing, 7:30 bell time. Cody Rhodes takes on Joey Janela, plus Moose, Bobby Fish, Colt Cabana, the Heavenly Bodies, Danny Moff, Kevin Matthews, and more. Go to WrestlePROOnline.com for all your information. Grab your tickets, check out the Rooster, follow them on social media. Smash Wrestling, smash-wrestling.com. Our brothers to the north, the Ontario, Canada area. They're putting on great shows week in and week out. May 14th at the Phoenix Concert Theater, they present Have Ring, Will Wrestle. Zack Sabre Jr. takes on Michael Elgin. Jeff Cobb takes on Kyle O'Reilly and much more. Doors are at 3, bell is at 4. smash-wrestling.com. On Point Wrestling, opwrestling.com, check them out. They just had their Survival of the Sickest tournament last weekend. Jeff Cannonball was victorious, a spoiler alert. So definitely check them out, opwrestling.com. They have shows coming in the near future. Definitely check them out. Tier1wrestling.org, they just announced a show June 11th. Tier1wrestling.org. Tony's not here, and I didn't write down the matches, so fire me. Tier1wrestling.org. House of Glory, HOGwrestling.net, May 27th at the NYC Arena in Jamaica, New York. Cody Rhodes, Kyle O'Reilly, and Bobby Fish, better known as Red Dragon, take on EYFBO. Plus, Leo Rush will be in the house, Anthony Gongone, and many more. HOGwrestling.net. Wildcat Sports and Entertainment, our brothers down in New Orleans. WildcatSports.com. They'll be up here June 10th at the 3200 Arena, formerly known as the ECW Arena. The what?
2300 Arena?
What did I say, 32? I should know better. Faildozer, Matthew. WildcatSports.com, check them out. Luke Hawk, Stevie Richards, those guys down there, they put on a great product, and they're only doing bigger and better things. So WildcatSports.com, my pen keeps falling apart. Battle Club Pro, BattleClubPro.com. They just had a show this past Saturday featuring EC3, JT Dunn, Moose, and Darius Carter. They have some stuff coming up in the next couple weeks. Once we get that information, we will share that with you. In the meantime, check them out at BattleClubPro.com. Pro Wrestling Magic also had their Cass Cup 2017 this past weekend. Check it out at WrestlingIsMagic.com. Those are our plugs for the promotions that support us.
Yeah.
And, of course, I have to mention Blue Apron.
I love their events. You very good wrestling company, Blue Apron.
No, I meant like Blue Apron, the food people.
Oh.
It's only like 10 seconds. This is the new Fozzie song, by the way.
I have to listen to
it. It's very good. Number one on the iTunes ranking. Blue Apron, though, check them out. Go to ShiningWizards.com. Click on the Blue Apron link. You get $30 off your first week. It's $60 in total. You take $30 off. You get $30. Or you owe $30. Whatever. Gives a shit. You don't want to go out. You don't want to spend money. You eat fucking fast food. You're putting all nasty sugar and crap in your body.
Blue Apron sends you fresh products every week. I get a box every Sunday. It's insulated. It's cold. It's at the back door.
You get a box in your back door?
All the time, baby.
How does that work?
And it's easy to make. I can't cook for shit, but I've been cooking like a maniac. Tonight I'm going to make some chicken with creamy couscous.
Oh,
very excited about that. Maybe in the back door. Maybe the creamy couscous will go in your back door.
Couscous in the back door.
So go to shiningwizards.com.
Couscous.
ShiningWizards.com. Click on the Blue Apron link. New members get $30
off. Moose should do a Blue Apron commercial.
Their first week. We are back. Moose. We are the Shining Wizards. The website, ShiningWizards.com. We have a Twitter, at Wizards Podcast. We are plowing along. Eddie is back with us this week. It's been too long. Hopefully next week we are in Studio A, and Tony is with us, and that will complete the triad. No, not triad's three.
The square.
Square?
Bada bing! Bada boom! Bada bam!
The four of us.
Two of us are bada dead. Bada bodies.
Hopefully we're all back in Studio A next week.
Triad.
And you can get the triad. What an asshole. And you can get the full Shining Wizards experience.
Ah, man. Full Monty.
Did you, speaking of the full Monty, did you get intrigued by the leaked Charlotte photos?
You know what, man? I think she took those not to show anybody, but to show progression of what she's doing with her diet and working out.
How lopsided her tits are.
Well, you see, if anyone saw my balls, they'd probably be like, damn, that sucks. Look at his balls. His balls are weird. I don't know. I can't comment. I feel bad.
I feel awful.
I feel really bad for that one, and it's a damn shame.
I just got a tweet from our friend, the True Prince of Pro.
Again?
Tim Storm is 51 years old.
Fuck yeah.
He is the oldest.
That's awesome.
NWA champion ever.
That's great. I like that. A nice old grizzled tough guy. Good for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck it.
But
it's great.
Look. Charlotte Flair nude, Paige nude.
Yeah. None of that really. I really didn't give a shit about any of that, really.
I didn't give a shit either. I check it out when I see it because I want to check it out.
Yeah.
But like,
check it out.
Look, some of these people that
it's Nudie Magazine Day
we're on Facebook with, they're fucking creeps. They freak out about this
wrestling
shit.
Wrestling fans.
If you've never seen a naked woman, I mean, it's the internet.
Most of them haven't.
Google it.
And the ones they have seen aren't the best, I'm sure.
And it's fun. This is awful. It's awful.
What happened to her is really, really awful.
But here's the thing, right? You got to know better.
Yeah, but I really think she took them for herself.
I don't doubt that, but you still need to know better that...
Whoa.
Dude almost got legit killed on Nitro. We're watching a monster truck almost run over a security guy.
With the Zodiac just hanging.
It's the greatest monster truck ever.
That's fucking awesome.
Dude, I don't care. I loved the Dungeon of Doom, man. I loved it.
Me too. All right.
Anyway,
it's okay. You gotta know this day and age. You're fucking. You can't take pictures of yourself naked.
Nope.
You can't send them to anybody.
Nope.
You can't trust anybody. Nope. Sadly.
DTA.
You can't trust your cloud.
No.
Not at all.
Fuck that noise.
Oh.
Like that's the thing now. Like, when we were growing up, like you weren't getting. I mean, if you took a naked picture of yourself. You had to go get it fucking developed.
Yeah, unless you used Polaroids.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Polaroids worked.
I took a picture of my first girlfriend in the shower, and I went and got it developed. The people at Drug Fair loved me.
That's awesome.
So you're doing a service for the community, too.
Yeah. I guess. Yeah. But I never, I never did anything with it.
Except jerk off.
What else would you do with it?
No, I had it.
Other than Jack
Stain. And then,
Jack Stain.
We broke up, and it wasn't like... Oh, I want to show everybody.
Yeah, of course not. You know, fuck. Jack Stain is the best.
I don't know.
Dude, I gotta do my laundry today. I got a Jack Stain.
Essentially, we created two amazing gimmicks, the Hokey Pokey and the Jack Stain.
Jack Stain was the NWA champion.
Jack Stain's the shit my mom had to wash out of my underwear when I was a kid, discovering myself.
Oh, man.
What is that?
Glue.
That's the future world champion of the NWA.
I was doing glue projects in my undies.
It was a, had to make a solar system.
Jack Stain, his tag team partner, Jack Sock. Fuck, Jack Sheets.
Dried Stain.
Dried Stain.
Crust Soxon.
Crust Soxon. I am Jack Stain, and I will bring out my tag team partner for tonight's event at the Belfast Armory in Mississippi. Ladies and gentlemen, none other than... Yeah, Kevin.
Crust Soxon! Hello!
Crust Soxon, Jack Stain has chosen you to be my tag team partner tonight at the Armory in some town in Mississippi.
Belfast, I believe.
Belfast, Mississippi. Tell him what you're going to do, Krusty.
Well, let me tell you right now. First of all, it's an honor to be chosen by such a prestigious athlete like Jack Stain.
Jack Stain.
That's right. And if you don't know now, what we're going to do is we're going to shoot the biggest guns all over you. And what we're going to do is we're not just going to go away.
We're going to leave our mark.
Exactly. That is exactly what Jack Stain and Sox Crustin do. And we're not just going to do it anywhere. We're going to do it on your most prestigious article of clothing, man. So when you want to wake up and you're too lazy to do the laundry.
That's right, brother.
And you could pick up the socks that you wore yesterday.
That's right.
You're going to regret it because of Crust Soxon and Jack Stain.
Jack Stain.
Yeah.
We're here to stain.
We're here to stain. Oh, God.
We're coming for you.
Yeah, you've heard of, you know, Milwaukee or bust, man. This is Jack Stain or Crust. Yeah.
Jack Stain.
And we're here to stain.
We're coming for you.
Yeah. Oh, I like that.
Wow. Look, we already have catchphrases and everything. Yeah. Our attire is so gross. It's disgusting. No one wants to lock up with us because we're just covered in jizz.
The referee doesn't pat us down before the match.
Not at all. Not at all. We're fucking filthy.
More lethal than Lex Luger's fucking forearm.
Lex Luger?
Lex Luger, remember he had like the forearm in the plate?
Oh God, yeah, the plate.
It's like we have foreign objects like in us.
But you guys can never beat any women's tag teams because they lick you to death.
They sure do.
That's right. We only wrestle sluts that have nude leaks.
Nude leaks. God.
Did you see the wrestling world was abuzz because the Kings of Leon bassist tweeted out that the come on guys.
Oh, don't watch Vita wrestling Scott. Anymore?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's two people I don't give a fuck about.
Who?
Vita Scott and the King of Leon's bassist.
Why would Vita Scott say?
Nothing. I just don't care about either of them.
Oh. So you hold the Kings of Leon on the same level?
That's who he tweeted. That's who retweeted him.
A lot of people got back.
Oh, she started it? Because a bunch of the WWE guys got in on it, too.
Oh, really? Oh, because I saw Vita Scott was in on it.
Oh, a lot. Like,
what did he tweet?
He was like,
not verbatim, but I'm pretty sure it was like, hey, how about adults stop watching pro wrestling?
That's pretty much what he said.
Oh, well, there you go.
It's been...
All right.
People got all bent out of shape about it, but if you've been a wrestling fan, I mean, you've been hearing it your whole life.
Then he claimed he got hacked, though.
Yeah, because he got fucking smashed on Twitter.
Hey now, you're an all-star.
That's right.
And then I saw her face. Worst version of this song.
If you're an adult, stop watching wrestling. That's stupid. That's so dumb to say. Yeah, stop watching movies, too. Stop watching TV shows, because they're not real either. You know? Come on, dude. Yeah.
I think people are still so hung up, and I have no idea why, that it's a fake sport. Everyone is still so hung up on it, and their main criticism is, why are you watching that? You know it's fake.
Yeah, like, why do you watch fucking...
Why are you watching Walking Dead?
Oh, I get it.
There's no fucking zombies.
But it's still like this... Unlike, it boggles my mind that that's people's like go-to. Like, you know it's fake, right?
Right. Well, those are the same people who have like 1,500 Instagram friends who they don't fucking know. Yeah. Fake friends.
Like my MySpace friends list.
That's what it is now.
The top eight.
Top eight.
Kings of Leon in your top eight?
No, it's just a bunch of hot girls I never met.
There you go.
I like the Kings of Leon. Watch your mouth.
Watch your mouth.
Yeah, you've seen them like six times, haven't you?
No. I've seen them once. No, I've seen them twice.
Yeah.
So I tried to see them with my wife four times before we actually got to see them because they canceled every other time.
Yeah, fuck them. Vita Scott This is the only one I saw that retweeted. Should have said something about that.
Oh, I didn't know she did it. Like
Biggie Langston, Xavier Dash Wilder.
Really?
Joey Ryan.
Yeah.
A bunch of people.
Couple Impact guys, too.
I mean, whatever. It is what it is. We've been dealing with it since we became wrestling fans, and now that's just the way people are going to tweet about it. 20, 30 years ago, Dr. D was smacking the shit out of people who asked him if it was fake.
Yeah, now we tweet.
Yeah.
It was better then.
It's more vicious.
It's better when you smack the shit, or when Hogan passed out that guy.
Oh, Richard Belzer.
That was the best. His head hits so hard on the ground.
And it's so funny. Like, you know how, like, I watch, like, I go out, like, all the time in the bars, whatever. I always have, someone always puts wrestling on for me.
Yeah.
And I love it when I hear the people, like, next to me, like, talking shit about it. Yet, and I've said this before, yet, while we have, like, the Yankees on one TV, the Rangers on another TV, like, the Jets on one TV, or the Giants, they're watching the TV that I have the wrestling on.
Right.
Yeah. That's all they're doing, is just watching it. So I'm like, you're talking shit about it, yet you can't stop watching it.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, fuck you. Like, I win.
Hey, fuck you.
I win.
People, you don't understand. And then if I sit down and I tell somebody this is what's going on, and then they start to watch, now their attention has been, you know, they're fucking invested in this wrestling, and they were just shit talking a minute ago.
I can't tell you how many people that since you guys started doing the show, and since I came on, that how many people I've turned into wrestling fans, and how many people come up to me and say, because I have it on at the bar on a Monday night or Tuesday night or Wednesday night or Thursday night or Friday night or Saturday night or Sunday night, because I'm at the bar every day, that they watch it now. Like, they watch Raw. They watch.
Why?
If you're a new wrestling fan, like, now, you're basically a child. So, like, you're
mentally.
Yeah, so you're fresh into it. So, like, you don't know how bad it is because you're not that invested into it yet.
Yeah.
So, to them, it's great. So, like, they all watch it now, and they come up to me, and they're like, I hate you. You got me hooked on wrestling. I fucking hate you. It literally, I'll say it happens at least probably 3 times a month.
Wow.
And it's insane.
I hope they listen to the show.
Because the audience is shrinking. The wrestling
is it?
Audience. Yeah, the ratings. You can tell.
I have a whole thing about the ratings.
Well, you could also look at house show pictures. They're fucking empty. These houses are empty.
But here's the thing, right? Do you have a Nielsen box at home?
No.
I don't have a Nielsen box. I don't even have a fucking cable.
Yeah, I don't know.
How do they track that?
Who is this Nielsen?
I don't know. We should ask Nielsen.
Right? I don't have cable. I stream it.
I'm Nielsen.
I'm not sure how they do that.
Right? So it's, but Raws and SmackDowns are still packed. House shows, you know, outside of the Attitude Era, there really wasn't a time when it was ever super hot. Maybe in the 80s, too, rock and wrestling house shows were big.
Yeah.
The Garden and the Spectrum and stuff.
Yeah. But in the Attitude Era, that was hot. But you know what, though? Raw and SmackDown are also in much smaller arenas now, too, than they used to be.
Yeah,
they're in
that's
really
true.
Small arenas.
That's fair.
You know?
But I don't know. I don't know if I believe in the rating system anymore, because there's so many different ways to watch it.
That's true. It's not 100%. That's for sure.
And I don't think I've ever known anyone with a Nielsen box that calculates what you're watching.
Roseanne's family had a Nielsen box.
Okay.
The Connors. I will say this though. I do believe that to an extent it does reflect what the audience is.
See this?
What?
Did you ever watch that show? Robin Big.
Oh, the big, fat, black, overweight guy died?
Yeah.
I wonder how he died. Read it.
Eating a salad.
Let's see here.
How did the big, fat, black, overweight guy
die? Tuesday morning. No official cause of death, but multiple people connected to Chris. They believe it was a heart attack.
Oh, wow. Well, wow.
I like that show, though.
Don't be fat. There. That sucks.
Yeah.
Just don't be fat.
Remember the wrestling episode they did?
Nope. Never watched the show.
Oh, you never watched?
I saw a couple episodes.
Roddy Piper was on it, and so was Zack Ryder and Primo Cologne.
Do I look like a...
Zack Ryder and his awful new show?
He's got a new show?
His Z Island true story is just bad now.
His comeback story? I watched the first episode.
It was bad, right?
Well, it was all right. He had a Create-A-Pro hat on.
Well, that's cool.
Was it made by WWE and greenlit by WWE Network people?
Probably. That's why it's bad.
It's greenlit by Dixie Carter.
Hey, now. Speaking of TV stuff, they're saying Sinclair is going to buy out Tribune Media.
What's Tribune Media?
WPIX, WGN.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
And something else, too. Well, a couple Fox affiliates as well.
Food Network.
They have steaks in Food Network.
You're only funny when you don't mean to be. That's fucking great. fucking great. You know what, though? I'll say this. It doesn't matter if they put the fucking shitty-looking Ring of Honor TV show on 11 or whatever, WGN, whatever. That they have to put money into Ring of Honor to make it look presentable.
Well, you would think they – what was it, $4 billion?
Three point something billion
into buying this. So if you're going to, clearly the company has the money.
They just they don't care.
They do have to fix the presentation of the TV show, though.
100%.
Well, we don't even know if, I mean, one would assume that they're going to be put on the TV on some channel, but we don't know 100% that it will.
They should if they cared. But by the looks of the way the show looks, it looks like they don't care. There's no reason for a show in 2017 to look like that.
Right.
There's no reason. There's absolutely no reason.
So, but, I mean, now this basically means that if they do choose to put it on TV, it's going to be basically in all the major markets where it's currently not on TV, like New York, like LA.
Correct.
Chicago. If it's on WGN, it'll be available everywhere.
That's huge for them. They just have to make it look good.
Yeah.
Imagine if Ring of Honor looked like Nitro.
I think that would make them the number two wrestling company.
If Ring of Honor looked like Nitro and was on real channels, fuck.
Because I still think there's a large percentage of people who don't get the POP network.
Yeah. Probably.
So that would be huge for Ring of Honor.
That would be huge. That'd be big.
They own 14 Fox stations, 12 CW stations, 6 CBS stations, 3 ABC, 2 NBC, 3 MyTV network affiliates, and 2 independent stations.
It's crazy that Sinclair Broadcasting has this much money, yet it's like Ring of Honor just has doesn't look like it's backed by anyone with money at all.
Right, and the TV shows are hard to watch because they're taped so far in advance.
They have to stop doing that. Same with TNA, though. Impact, just...
That's true, too.
They have to stop doing that four-week shit. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, no,
they really
I don't
understand. Well, I mean, obviously, it's a money saver, but Sinclair, they don't...
Well,
no,
Sinclair is being funded. Sinclair is being funded through banks, obviously, for this. So they're not...
Through the Rockefellers...
Yeah, J.P. Morgan Chase. This is J.P. Morgan Chase, World Bank of Canada. Oh. Douche Bank.
Douche Bank.
Douche Bank. That's our stable if Jack Stain and Crust Soxon ever wanted to start like a female group.
The Douche Bank?
The Douche Bank.
I like that stable. It's a good one.
All right.
Works for me.
Anyway, so yeah, Ring of Honor could be coming to cable TV in New York soon. And I mean, it's not that it was hard to find Ring of Honor anyway, but...
They have to put money into it.
To have it actually be on TV is more wrestling and what seems to be... A crazy amount of wrestling that's already there.
Crazy is an understatement.
Yeah.
There's so much fucking wrestling.
You talked about.
But is any of it really great?
But for wrestling fans, I don't think it always has to be. It's disappointing to even say that.
But I mean great as in must see. You know what I mean? Like the Austin
I don't think anything's must see right now. I don't think anything.
From
any of the companies, I don't think anything is must see.
Maybe New Japan.
Yeah, but that's like must see but hard to see.
Not really. You sign up for
that
New Japan world.
Just because they can't open their eyes all the way doesn't mean it's hard to see, you fucker. How dare you? Yeah, mainstream TV wrestling, I don't know. A lot of it really isn't must-see.
It's nothing. And to be honest, if you want to go even further, nothing is really must-see anymore with the advent of, obviously, DVRs and on-demand and all that shit.
The only reason Impact, like, must-see for me is because we have friends on.
Right. Yes. I go out of my way to turn Impact on.
You know? I love seeing that. But Raw, I've skipped it and haven't given a shit. You know?
Because
there's nothing must-see.
Except the Miz is the most must-see superstar in history.
Wow. Getting a plug-in for the Miz,
huh? Of course, yeah. Look at that.
You want to talk about must-see TV?
Oh!
The WWE Network. Mm-hmm. They had it like 100 episodes of primetime.
I've been watching it.
God bless them.
You know what? I'm on like the third episode. I say binge watch, but they're all like 2 hours long. So like you get,
just
like,
watch. You know what they should have done? They should have just released the Heenan Gorilla stuff and not the matches.
Do you guys remember?
Some of the matches are great.
Are they really?
Oh.
And they do set up feuds. They set up – the one I just watched was the Strikeforce versus Demolition, and this was the setup to Martel going on the shelf for a while, and then obviously coming back and turning on Tito. So, like, that was, like, an integral, like, start of a storyline progression. Like, and he was gone for a while. So
that was, like, their Raw.
Yeah, basically.
It was Tuesday Night Titans and then Primetime.
And I can't remember if Primetime was on Sunday night or Monday night prior to Raw. I'm not sure.
What? Primetime Wrestling?
Primetime was on Sunday night, or it was on one of the two nights.
Prior to Raw?
No, like before, like Raw took over.
Primetime was on Tuesdays.
No, Primetime was on Sunday or Monday.
Are you sure?
100%.
Really? You have a computer right in front of you.
And well, I'm like 90, I'm 100, like I'm 100% positive.
Well, you can make yourself 100% sure.
And then when they switched over to Raw, it went from a 2-hour show to a 1-hour show on Monday. So it's you're right. They talk amongst yourselves, I guess here.
Early Raws were the shits.
Oh, they're the best.
Oh my God.
They were basically primetime but live. Jobber matches with one maybe feature match.
Bad.
And Doink the Clown Bobby Heenan stuff.
Do you guys remember there was I watched the early episodes of Primetime and there was a wrestler who I didn't recognize. He was called like the Headbanger. AKA like he had like a nickname called the Headbanger and the Butcher.
The Headbanger and the Butcher.
Like he had like two different nicknames.
Oh. I can't see.
I can't see either.
Oh, you know what? Go scroll up. This is how we find out right now. Scroll all the way up, all the way up. Find out what day
January 1st, 1985 was or whatever.
Yep. January 1st, 1985 was, and then we can find out the day, and then we can find out when it was on.
It doesn't mean that it was always like that. In 93, it could have been.
It was always like that.
I'll go to the last episode. January 4th, 1993, I'll do, because that was the last episode.
Well, they probably changed the day towards the end like they always do with shows.
You think so?
But but basically what I'm going on is what I remember it being. I don't remember watching it.
Oh, okay. Wow, they were on in 93? Primetime Wrestling was on in 93?
Yeah. I'm telling you, it went one week it was Primetime, the next week it was Raw. Wow.
I wonder who they had who was doing it then?
In 93?
Yeah.
It was
It was still Bobby and Gorilla?
Yeah.
Could have been.
No, that's when they had the panel and like Hacksaw would be on it or Hillbilly Jim would be on it or Mr. Perfect would be on it.
Oh God, you're right. That was the reveal. That was the face turn for Mr. Perfect.
It was a Monday.
It was on Mondays.
Yes. So it went from a 2-hour show basically then to a 1-hour show that like literally in 1 week.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Who saw that coming?
I remember the late primetime wrestlings.
They were actually pretty good.
And that they gave Heenan his own hour, right?
With the fucking Rossetti sisters.
That was Jesus Titans.
Oh, that was the best. The Bobby Heenan show.
Yeah.
Was Brilliant. That Tuesday Night Titans or was that primetime?
It may have been like early primetime, like 87 primetime. But I think it was still Tuesday Night Titans / Bobby Heenan show at that point.
Yeah, I saw something where
Prime Ribs.
They didn't even tell the network. They just gave Heenan his own hour.
It's brilliant.
Really is. Ballsy. Heenan's fucking great.
Ballsy as shit. Oh, my God. What else we got? We got anything?
They announced the Okada Omega rematch, New Japan Pro Wrestling at Dominion in June.
In June?
June.
Well, that'll be a wonderful match.
So
Jim Cornette will hate it.
Jim Cornette.
He will hate that match. Well, that's something. There you go.
That's all I have for news and notes. Kevin, what do you got over there? Anything?
What you got, Kevin? You came prepared. I see you have paper.
Yeah, Papel.
I didn't really think there was a whole lot of shit going on.
There isn't.
You got like 3 pages. That's pretty impressive.
Fans are still chanting Fire Bradshaw in London.
Oh, get over it. Did we talk about that shit yet? Everyone needs to grow a dick.
This was London's first chance to do it, though.
Put your vaginas away. Grow a dick. You know how many times I've been fucking pranked or made fun of or called names. You just fucking laugh and give it back. You don't sit in a corner and cry and hold a puppy.
I sit in a corner and
for
cry.
For fuck's sake.
Some people aren't built like that.
Just deal with it. Just fucking deal with it. Bullies exist in the world of childhood when you're in school and you're a kid. When you're an adult and someone's a bully to you, you punch them in the face or you tell them to fuck off. Seriously, like you tell him to fuck off. If I was on a bus with Bradshaw and he's like, hey, you know what I want you to do? I want you to go take John Morrison's tag team title belt and put it in the toilet on the bus and laugh about it. I want you to do that. I'd be like, nah, man, I don't fucking want to do that. I'm not 8. And that's it. That's it. Say, nah, I don't want to do that. No. Jesus.
People never grow up.
Man, I bet you JBL's a bucket of fun.
I'm sure he is.
I bet you he's fucking great. I wouldn't complain. I wouldn't complain at all. I don't mind people like that. Loud, obnoxious, fun. probably funny, busting balls. Gotta bust balls.
Gotta bust balls.
There's a difference. I mean, look, if any one of you said you were like battling
this
depression.
Did he know he was battling depression,
who,
the guy?
Morrow?
Did JBL know?
That Morrow had, oh, I'm pretty sure it was pretty public.
Was it?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I mean, it's just a weird situation.
It is a weird situation. I like how WWE, I think, forced him to say it had
this
nothing
guy.
To do with JBL.
Right? And now there's rumors that they might be talking to bringing him back.
They should. He's great.
Oh, well, JR is going to be doing the UK series.
Oh, with
JR
Nigel,
and Nigel.
Right?
That's a cool team.
This guy.
What?
That's the headbanger.
What's his name?
I don't know.
Oh, the headbanger. Okay, that's cool. Nigel and JR is a cool team.
Should be interesting.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about that UK championship?
It's a way
useless.
To fucking. It's yeah. Well, it's a shot at. It's a way to hurt the UK indies because the UK indie scene is so hot right now. That's basically it. And they have that. What's their network they have over there in the UK?
Oh,
they
fuck.
Have a network.
Oh, what the fuck?
The
is
Wide
it?
World of Sports or whatever the fuck it's called.
Whatever it is, it's to hurt it. It's to hurt it is what it is.
Yeah, but those guys aren't under. Like, I just saw Battle Club Pro is going to have a bunch of those guys on their show in August.
Yeah.
Trent
really?
Seven and the kid
Tyler
Bates, yeah.
And Pete Dunne.
Oh, wow. I don't know. I really don't care. If I was in the UK, I'd care. It's a neat concept, I guess. It is what it is.
It's always nice to see your homegrown guys on getting a shot.
Yeah, of course.
Definitely. Until they're all over the place and then they're sellouts. That's weird how that works.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Dummy, sellout. Yeah.
Sellouts.
It is what it is. I think the best thing about the UK stuff is the belt.
That's
their
a nice
belt. Their belt is gorgeous.
Yeah.
Which shows that they still can make them. But, you know, it's just wrestling. Triple H just jumping on what's hot? The indies were hot.
Jumping on what's
hot. UK wrestling's hot. WWE's basically just trying to own everything. I don't blame them. It's good business.
Let's see. What else? Kevin Von Erich coming out of retirement.
Oh, really?
To wrestle one last match.
Against?
With his sons, Marshall and Ross.
Oh, wow.
Doesn't say who it's against, but Matt Sydal is also on the show. Jannetty's on the show. Tatanka's on the show. I think it's in, like, fucking Israel, I think. Tel Aviv, yeah.
That's so fucking weird.
I think it's all, like, these, like, born-again guys, no? Is Matt Sydal born again?
Wasn't that his gimmick?
Oh, reborn Matt Sydal. Yeah,
yeah.
Good call. I don't fucking know.
Born again. The ghost of Matt Bourne is going to be there.
It's going to be
it's another clown.
Yeah, it's Squiggles.
Squiggles. So that's cool, Kevin Von Erich.
One last match with his kids, I guess.
Good for him.
Yeah.
In Israel.
Israel.
Weird.
That's
so weird.
I guess it's a place to wrestle.
I guess. I know Impact guys are going to India soon.
Oh, that's exciting.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Kevin's going to be going.
That's crazy. He's like a superstar
going back to India. Well, he's taller than everyone that lives there.
That's true.
Except for the Great Khali.
Yeah, yeah. Great Khali is pretty big.
But that's cool. Wow. How about that?
How about that,
Kevin Von Erich? Still going. What else you got? Anything else on those 8 pages of stuff?
No, it was really only like 2.
Really? What's written on that?
It's the quick
those questions for Chris Jericho.
Yeah, they're why didn't you? And they're all why didn't you wear my shirt?
Why
didn't
you
wear
our
shirt? Why didn't you wear our shirt?
Is it bad that I'd be more excited to talk to Billy Firestorm or whatever the guy's name is?
Tim Storm.
Tim Storm than Chris Jericho. I would find that a lot more fun.
Well, I'm gonna work on it.
Yeah, Tim
I'll
Storm.
Get to work
he might be harder to get than Jericho.
Jericho would be fun too again, but I don't know. I would have more fun talking to Tim Storm, I think. That's an interview I would look forward to.
Storm is
coming.
I'd
be excited.
Let's see what else. Oh, what else? God. What else? Rusev will make his, I guess, SmackDown Live debut next week.
I care.
Great. All right.
Yeah, he's been on SmackDown before.
Wait, I see a headline on PW Insider. Corgan NWA update. Let's see. What does it say?
Update. Read it in 1930s news voice.
All right. Well, news flash here. This is Cross Soxon reporting. Last week in Las Vegas, where a number of NWA affiliate promoters were in the same place to take part in the Cauliflower Alley Club gathering. A conference call was held with Billy Corgan, where Corgan introduced himself to the promoters
and basically reiterated that the NWA brand was going to be in good hands. And once the sale was complete, they will be looking over everything and making plans on how to move forward. Ah, he went on. It was a weird situation overnight as the Facebook page for Pro Wrestling Guerrilla. This is a not related story to the Billy Corrigan story.
Who's Billy Corrigan?
Ah, Billy Corrigan. He is the founder of Earl Grey Tea. Yes, that's right. Corrigan thought that Corrigan was such a shitty name that he had to name it Earl Grey to sound more regal.
To sound more regal.
Ah, this is Chris Saxon reporting. Ah. Have a pleasant tomorrow.
You finally have a character, Kevin.
I love it.
You finally have a fucking character. Crust Soxton, talking like a 1930s
news reporter.
News reporter.
So I just read news like that.
Yes. That's the segment.
That's it.
You did it. You popped your cherry. Crust Soxton is our correspondent with 1930s news, and you read the stories. Oh, that's fucking great. That's brilliant. Oh, yeah. I'm going to look forward to Crust Soxton. That's how we should always do the news. Oh, it's fucking good. Oh, and then you have to do traffic and weather when you're done.
Ah, yes.
Oh, my God. Crust Soxton. Woo. Fucking boner material right
Pour
there.
Pour me a sarsaparilla.
Oh, it's fucking great, Shane. I love Crust Soxton.
Well, Crust Soxton, do you want to take us out of here as we're winding down?
Well, yes, Matthew, thank you very much. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this has been another rousing rendition of the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast, where, of course, as always, it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
Yeah.
Ah, see? Now I'm going to have myself a cigar and a glass of sarsaparilla. For correspondent Shining Wizards Matt and correspondent Shining Wizards Eddie, you guys all have a beautiful night and a pleasant tomorrow. Ah, see? Donkeys.